It's one of the great fall traditions here in Iowa. It's time for high school football on KGYM. Presented by Hills Bank. Now, to get you ready for all of tonight's gridiron action, let's join Jeff Moss with sideline reports, John Hegarty with the expert analysis, and with the play-by-play, here's KGYM sports director, Scott Unash.
On the campus of the University of Northern Iowa. Here in Cedar Falls, it is week 9, the final night of the high school football regular season, and we have got one of the best matchups in the state for you coming your way tonight, as it'll be top 10s going at it with a district title on the line. Number 10 rated Cedar Rapids Prairie at 6-2, taking on unbeaten 8-0, number 2 rated Cedar Falls. And welcome to the Unidome, Scott Unash along with John Hegarty. Jeff Moss will be joining us coming up here in just a couple of minutes with our sideline reports throughout the evening. High school football, again tonight, being presented by Hills Bank. Connection is here, and find out more at hillsbank.com or visit one of their 19 locations throughout the corridor of Cedar Rapids and Iowa City, and five specific locations in the Cedar Rapids and Marion area. And thanks to Hills Bank for helping us out. And they're going to get their money's worth, John, tonight, because we have got potentially a dandy as Prairie and Cedar Falls get ready. And they are playing for the District 3 championship and a whole lot more than that tonight.
There are a handful of key games matchups tonight, Scott, in all classes that everybody is keeping their eye on the scoreboard this evening. This is chief amongst all of them. The Prairie Hawks could throw such a wrench and into the monkey works of this whole system if they could upset number 2 Cedar Falls tonight, but they've got their work cut out for them. It's not going to be easy, especially here in the Unidome.
Number 2 and number 7 as far as the current 4A RPI standings are concerned. Cedar Falls in at number 2 right now. Prairie sits at number 7 right now, and we're going to hear from Mark Bliss, the Prairie coach, coming up in a little bit, but he put it on the line when talking with me earlier on. He said there's so much more to this game tonight, and the main one is home field advantage. Prairie had to drive 2 hours to Central Iowa last year in the first round of the playoffs. They don't want to do that again.
And it's a possibility, too. You just don't know. Unless you have a district title and can host a first-round game, you could be anywhere in Eastern Iowa or Central Iowa.
No doubt about that. And as I mentioned, the 4A District 3 title on the line in this one here tonight. You've got a Prairie team, of course, that loves to run the football. They are number one in the state in 4A, 369.8 yards a game rushing the football. And Prairie number 2 in offense at 458 yards per contest. And Cedar Falls not too shabby in their own right offensively, 334 yards a game, but they are about as balanced as you can get, 169 on the ground, 166 through the air, and they've got one of the better quarterbacks in the state of Iowa in senior Cale Loescher.
Cale Loescher is a fantastic athlete, not just in football either. He's a multi-sport athlete, standout every time he puts on the red and white for Cedar Falls, and he is going to be a threat to run or pass tonight. And so I'm sure defensive coordinator for Prairie, Jim Dostal, has got something up his sleeve to try and do a little spy on Cale Loescher, the great quarterback for Cedar Falls.
And, of course, when you're talking about Prairie, one of the best running backs, in fact, two of the better running backs in the state of Iowa, Nick Pearson, 1,500 yards. He is 4 yards away from that and averaging 9.2 yards a carry with 20 touchdowns for the very talented junior. And then senior wingback Tariq Amir, he needs 3 yards to pass the 1,000-yard mark. Wouldn't be the first time Prairie's had dual 1,000-yard rushers, but this is another special duo.
You're right. They just reload at running back every year, and, of course, they've got a tremendous line up front that does the spade work for them. But you're right. In Nick Pearson, you've got a back that just likes to go north-south, and they get off the ball so well for him that by the time he hits the first defender, you know, he's probably 5 yards downfield easily. And then, of course, Tariq Amir, he is the counter expert. Just when you think you're going to go in between the tackles and shut down Prairie's attack with Pearson, then Amir comes off the corner from his flanker or wingback position, and he catches you flat-footed, and off to the races he goes down the sideline.
For Cedar Falls, we mentioned Cale Loescher, 63% completion percentage so far on the season. 1,298 yards, 14 touchdowns, and only four picks. Got some good receivers. Ben Cernett is his top receiver, 37 catches on the year for the flanker. And then he's got Trey Campbell, who is a youngster, only a sophomore, but he is a speedster out there, 18 catches for Trey Campbell. You got the big tight end and Jacob Remmert there, coach's son, 6'5", 225. And then you also got Landon Wolf out there, and everybody knows the Wolf name in Cedar Falls. Brother playing now for the UNI basketball and football team. It's not the high-scoring, high-octane, you could score in every play Cedar Falls team of last year, but they're not bad.
No, they're not. They're very solid, in fact, in terms of being at every position somebody that can go the distance. And amongst those guys, too, you've got a great blend of seniors, juniors, and, oh, yes, Trey Campbell, he's only a sophomore.
Yeah, and they found a running back, Ryan Ostrich, kind of took over from Bo Gross, who got injured in the midpoint of the season. And Ostrich has ran for 761 yards and 11 touchdowns so far, most of that in the second half of the season. And he is a tough runner. We saw him at Kingston Stadium a few weeks back.
Yeah, he runs with an attitude. He's got a chip on his shoulder. And, you know, he doesn't just want to get the first down. He wants somebody to stand in front of him, and he basically dares them to try and get a solo tackle on him. He will lower his helmet and his shoulder pads, and he'll try and take you for a ride with the lift drill.
Yeah, and then, of course, you've got a Cedar Falls defense that year in and year out is one of the best in the state of Iowa. Do they have a Jack Campbell? No, not this year. But still, it's a very, very solid defense, and they're only giving up, so far in the season, 267 yards a game. The key thing to look for here tonight, John, Cedar Falls excels at not allowing opponents to run the football.
Yeah.
Only 100, just over 100 yards a game.
Well, and when you know you've got a team with the single wing that's so dependent on running the ball, like Mark Bliss's Prairie Hawks are, I got to think on first and second down, Scott, we're going to see the defense for Cedar Falls absolutely sell out, pack the box, and try and get as many bodies inside there banging against the black and the orange as they possibly can.
Yeah, it should be a good one tonight. Prairie and Cedar Falls going at it here in Class 4A as we get ready to get you underway. And a nice crowd assembled here at the Uni Dome on a crisp night for week number 9, but we've had a lot of worse ones. And we haven't been inside for a week 9, though. This is a little bit different situation.
Kind of nice wearing short sleeves and being warm up here in the top of the press box at the Uni Dome.
Yes, it is. Very nice to be situated in that manner. Had a chance to talk to Mark Bliss a little bit earlier on, the head coach of the Prairie Hawks, and his thoughts going into tonight's winner-take-all district game between Prairie and Cedar Falls.
Back at the Uni Dome, getting ready for Prairie and Cedar Falls on this Week 9 Friday night. Head coach Mark Bliss of the Hawks joining us. And boy, this is what you practice for in August and go through all the stuff in the summer to play a football game like this.
Oh, absolutely. You know, that's why you do. You start in August, I think it was August the 6th or 7th this year when we started cranking things up, getting ready and stuff, Scott. And that's why you do what you do, is for moments like this and games like this. So we're excited to see how our kids react tonight and see what happens.
Well, when I first ran across you tonight, you said playing with house money. And that's kind of what you're doing tonight.
Yeah, no one's giving us any chance to win this game tonight because we're ranked number one in the RPI rankings. And, you know, just human nature, I understand that. It's just how life is sometimes. But, no, I know, like I said, we have nothing to prove. We just got to go out and play and have fun and see what happens.
Well, how was the week of practice and preparation?
Kids did a great job this week. I know that they're flying around having fun. You know, like we about the last three or four years, or I mean, the last three or four weeks, kids have done really well in terms of prep for games, and hopefully that's a good sign.
Yeah. And, well, what about the Cedar Falls team? They got a really good quarterback, you know, and what else about them?
Well, I know that they've got three returning starters on the defense that were all really good players for them last year. And then, like I said, their quarterback's returning as they had last year. They got a good little running back and a couple of good receivers. So, you know, offensively, they're balanced. They do some good things in the air and on the ground. And we're going to have our hands full, so we're going to make sure we play well and make sure we play angles and coverage well tonight and stuff. Then on our offense against their defense, they'll try to put as many as they can in the box to shut our run game down. And that's how they've done it the last couple of years. We don't anticipate anything different tonight. And we'll just have to see what happens.
Well, chance to play indoors, chance to play in a fast track.
That's true, man. I said I'm never coaching this place. And from the initial looks, it looks like it could be a neat venue. So we'll see what happens.
And you'd like to be back here maybe in, 3 weeks?
Absolutely. You there, brother. That'd be nice.
And you got to be happy with the way this team has really progressed throughout the year. Won some close games, and that is a telltale time of a good football team.
Oh, there's no question. Like I said, our kids have found a way, you know, regardless of what adversity we face this year, our kids have found a way to battle it. And fortunately for us, we've won more than we've lost, and we're right where we hoped we would be. You know, in August as a staff, we sit down and sort of circle games that are going to be key games, and this was definitely one on which circled. So, you know, for us to win the district championship, you know, we're playing for a district championship for a fourth year in a row, and we've only won it once. So, you know, we beat Iowa City West years ago, and we're 0-2 the last couple of years. So hopefully if we can get an opportunity to bounce back and maybe get the W tonight.
Well, not only that, not only a district championship, but higher RPI, and maybe most important home game in the first round.
Oh, absolutely not. Having that first game at home is very crucial, and I think it'd be a great deal.
What do you got to do well tonight? Just obviously besides hold on to the ball and execute.
The thing about Cedar Falls defense, they really capitalize on turnovers. Their defense is aggressive, and they've created turnovers in three games that we broke down. Their last three games, they've done some great things defensively, and then, like I said, they put their offense in a good position to score. And to be honest with you, they're very sound on special teams as well. Number five, not sure the young man's name, but on film, I'm using the numbers instead of names. But I know he's returned some touchdowns back on their kickoff team and our kickoff return team, so we definitely got our hands full, and hopefully strategically we can find a way to compete with them.
Well, should be a good one, and best of luck to the Hawks tonight.
I appreciate it, Scott. God bless, brother. Thank you.
Back with more after this right here on KGYM.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Back with you at the Unidome here in Cedar Falls. Scott Udash, John Hegarty. We'll be joined by Jeff Moss coming up here in just a little bit as the Tigers and the Hawks get ready to go at it. Prairie leaving the field turf here at the Unidome, although it's not the field turf. Mondo turf, I believe it is. Correct, John?
Yes, it is. Mondo turf is the correct terminology.
Yeah, and you heard Mark Bliss and his comments there. And kind of took you back a little bit. This is Mark Bliss's first game to coach in the Unidome.
Well, they haven't had Cedar Falls in their district except for last year, and then that was a home game. So they haven't gone beyond the quarterfinals since he's been the head coach of Prairie. So it just kind of it dawned on me. That's right, it is his first time here. Now, it's not Jim Dostal's first time here or a lot of his other assistant coaches, so they know full well the intangibles that come with playing in the Dome here. And I would say that it's a huge advantage for Cedar Falls to be playing their home games in the Dome. But on the other hand, there's a lot of things that if you just are aware of them and coming into the game, manage it the way that you should, block it all out, still football, 100 yards long.
It's not the advantage it used to be, though, when there weren't a lot of field turf fields in high school athletics. That's different now. The one thing that hasn't changed, though, this is a very humid place. Granted, it's 44 degrees outside, but teams have been known to cramp up in here quite a bit because they're just not used to playing indoors.
That's a big factor. It always is for the visiting teams. The other one is the noise level. The sound from the crowd, especially when they get jacked, really reverberates out here, and you have to have some signals that you can use, hand and otherwise, when you just can't hear. Because even, you know, I just say just a high school game, these fans come in here and make a lot of noise.
Yes, they do, and they're going to be making a lot of noise. And a tell you, looking across to the west stands, a whole bunch of Cedar Falls folks here. And Prairie with a good turnout tonight as well below us in the east stand. Sophomore game tonight, Cedar Falls won a humdinger over Prairie 22-19. The first loss this year for either the sophomores or the Prairie freshmen. So 17-1 is not bad. I know they wanted to go 18-0, but that's second best that you can do. As the Cedar Falls High School Marching Band is going to make their way out in the field, we'll be honoring America with our national anthem coming up here in just a couple of moments. And John mentioned that this, of course, the highlight game in Class 4A. A couple other very big games. This is the only winner-take-all district title matchup tonight, but you also have a big one between Ankeny and Sioux City East. That winner is probably in, losing team is probably going to be on the outside looking in tonight. So that's one we'll keep an eye on, and keep an eye on others as well throughout the evening here at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. And don't forget, after the game, it'll be the Eastern Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show with Jeff Downing. And he will have all the scores and reports from around Eastern Iowa and the state. And right now, we will join the Cedar Falls Marching Band. They will be pointed in the opposite direction, but they will provide tonight's national anthem. National anthem from the Unidome here in Cedar Falls as we get closer and closer to kickoff here tonight between Prairie and Cedar Falls. Tigers come in 8-0, 4-0 in District 3, and Prairie 6-2, and likewise 4-0 in district play. And taking a look at the starting lineups here tonight, first of all, for Cedar Rapids Prairie, they will go with, on the offensive line, at the center spot, it'll be number 51, Jack Alverson, 6'2", 235 pounds, and a senior. The quick guard is Skyler Paulson for Prairie, and Paulson in there at 6'2", 210. The strong side guard for the Prairie Hawks is Thalaker. And Thalaker, number 69, a senior, 5'11", 265 pounds. The strong side tackle for Cedar Rapids Prairie is Colton Staub, 6'4", 285, and a senior. And the quick tackles, Carter Lins at 6'4", 285, and Lins, a senior. The tight end, the sophomore, Gabe Burkle, 6'7", 230 pounds. Lane Swartzendruber at one split end, 6'2", 180 pounds, and a senior. And the other receiver for Prairie, Johnny Jones, 5'11", 170, and a senior. The wing back, Tariq Amir, needs 3 yards for 1,000. Amir, 5'8", 175, and a senior. Nick Pearson, top runner in the state in Class 4A, 5'10", 175, and a junior. And the quarterback, Hunter Williams, 5'11", 165 pounds, and a senior. That's your starting offense for the Hawks of Cedar Rapids Prairie. For Cedar Falls, offensively, At the quarterback spot, the All-State candidate, Cale Loescher, 6'5", 195, and a senior. The running back is Ryan Ostrich, 5'11", 175, or 5'9", 175, and a junior. The fullback is Jager Borscherding, 5'10", 190, and a senior. The starting split end is Landon Wolf, 6'4", 175, and a junior. And the starting flanker back is Ben Cernett, 6'1", 170, and a senior. Left tackle, Drew Hoth, 6'4", 265, and a junior. Logan Sock at left guard, 6'5", 285, as Cedar Falls coming out of the dome. Northwest Tunnel out onto the field here at the Uni Dome. The center is Mike White, 6'3", 285, and a senior. At right guard is Jason Weiland, 6'1", 265, and a junior. And the right tackle is Joe Knutson, 6'7", 220, and a junior. A young line, John, but a big offensive line for the Cedar Falls Tigers.
Yeah, you just look at them warming up down there in pregame, and they are huge. But more than that, Scott, as I like to say so often, when you look at a young man, they wear their pads well. And by that, I mean that they are trim, they are buff, and they just don't have a whole lot of flab on them. These guys are athletes in addition to being 6'5 and 285-ish.
Indeed. Prairie on their way out from the tunnel to the northeast, and the Hawks in their all-white uniforms tonight with the black numbers, the orange and black stripes of the white pants and the black helmets. Cedar Falls in their all-red. The red jerseys, white numbers, Cedar Falls across the front, the white stripe, and the white helmets for the Tigers. Some things you're looking at as we get ready for kickoff, John.
Well, the first thing I'm looking at, Scott, what does Mark Bliss call on first down? Because you know there's going to be eight or nine red jerseys in the box just waiting to stop Pearson on that run between the tackles. Are you going to, I mean, what are you going to do? The other thing I'm looking at is, can Prairie get a lead? If they can get a lead, that puts the onus on Cedar Falls. I don't think Cedar Falls has been behind too many times this year. And if Prairie can get out to, like, say, a two-score lead, that would be huge psychologically. Now, on the other hand, Prairie cannot get behind. Because if, on the other hand, Cedar Falls gets out to a two-score margin, that's going to be a problem to come back from, because they're not a huge quick-strike offense, at least not consistently offensively. And then defensively for Prairie, they've got to tighten things up. Somehow they've got to find a way to put pressure on Cale Loescher. And if Loescher can be made to throw the ball ahead of when he usually does, if you can make him blink, if you can get some backside or front side pressure and make him panic just a little bit before he throws, that could be huge. And I know Jim Dostal has got something planned for that tonight. I can't tell you what it is. That'll unfold as the game goes on. But he's a wily, experienced veteran defensive coach, and he will have something ready for Cale Loescher.
Cedar Falls will kick off. Prairie won the toss, and the Hawks wanted the football. As Cedar Falls will kick from right to left, and they will defend the north goal here in the first quarter. Kicking off for the Tigers will be Bryce Albaugh. Not only a good returner, but he has got a heck of a leg. And back tape. Twin safeties for Prairie at about the goal line. We're underway, and this one's going to go well into the end zone over the head of Tariq Amir, and it'll be Prairie ball on the 20-yard line.
That ball sailed beyond the Panthers, which is printed in the end zone. He didn't quite kick it out of the end zone, but very close. So when you say strong leg, you know what you're talking about.
Defensively, 4-3 for the Cedar Falls Tigers. First and 10. Pearson on the right hip of Hunter Williams as the district championship game about to get underway. And Prairie will start their line to the left and back to the right. And they'll get set and go with the tight end to the right side. And the direct snap is to Pearson, and he is going nowhere. Push back on first down, John, and Cedar Falls had at least nine in the box.
We'll see where they spot his forward progress, but there was no gain on that. I think lucky if he got back to the line of scrimmage.
Defensively, Clements, Bonenkamp, Weichters, and Weimer for Cedar Falls. They are all seniors, and they are good up front. Four-man front at Cedar Falls with nine in the box. Second down just underway from the Uni Dome. One running back, Amir in the slot to the right side. He'll get it on the counter, coming left, cuts it up at the 20. Nice swing move, 25, and Amir over 1,000 yards. And he's got a first down, it appears, at the 30-yard line.
Nifty job on the counter. That's a little sooner than Mark Bliss would like to call Tariq Amir's number on that counter. But you know what? You got to find a way to move the chains, and Amir almost always does.
First and 10 on the gain of 10 for the Prairie Hawks. Just underway here from the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Ball just inside the hash mark on the far side. And it is a closer hash mark here on a college field. Swartz and Druber lining up as a tight end left side. Prairie's going to go with a little unbalanced look that way. Direct snap to Pearson, starts right, cuts it up, and he will get about three, maybe four, before he's brought down by Jabril Bailey, who's a very good defensive back. Call it a gain of three. It'll be second down and seven.
Well, that's that single wing philosophy that Mark Bliss brings on his way up from Kansas and other parts that he's been to. You never know who's going to get the ball snapped to. There's three or four guys back there that could end up getting the snap.
It'll be second down and seven for the Hawks. Again, they run that counter left. Amir cuts it up the middle and then kicks it outside. One man to beat, 40 to the 50. Down the far sideline, and he will go. It'll be a Prairie touchdown. Big strike for Tariq Amir as he goes 67 yards for the Hawk touchdown.
Boy, and he is so dangerous on that counter. And you know that Cedar Falls defense has repped that play up time and time again this week, and they still couldn't stop it.
67 yards, and Prairie on the board first. Just shy of 2 minutes into the ball game as the Hawks lead it by a score of 6-0. Now going to the swinging gate, and coming in will be Carter Griffin to try the extra point. Out of the hold of Hunter Williams as Amir on a 67-yard run puts Prairie on top as the extra point try is up and good. 10:09 to play, first quarter. Prairie strikes first. Hawks 7, Tigers nothing. Back with a kickoff after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Football presented by Hills Bank on KGYM.
At Sport Clips Haircuts, we're on a mission to help our veterans with their education. In 2013, we established the VFW Sport Clips Help a Hero Scholarship Program. With the help of your generous donations, we've raised over $6 million and awarded more than 1,400 scholarships across the country. Visit Sport Clips today and help a hero. And on Veterans Day, November 11th, Sport Clips will donate an additional dollar for every haircut we give. Help us continue this honorable mission.
Do you think all premium fuels are the same? Well, your engine doesn't. New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus helps keep your engine running like new because it's engineered to defend against four main engine threats: gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. So next time, choose Shell's most advanced fuel ever. It's fuel for thought. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline.
Back with you from the Uni Dome, and we're getting ready for the kickoff. And as soon as we get the kickoff, we'll go down to Jeff here. As kicking it off for Prairie is A.J. Walter. The approach and the boot will be a squibber, and it's picked up by one of the upbacks, and he will slide down. All right, we're going to go down to Jeff on the sideline.
Can you hear me? All right, we got 72 degrees. There's no wind in the Uni Dome tonight, which is a far cry from what's going on outside. It is windy. Temps are getting down to the 20s tonight. It is a perfect night to be in the Dome, and what a start to the game for Cedar Rapids Prairie. Exactly what they had to have, put points on the board right away. Now here's the question: can they stop Cedar Falls offensively? They're going to have to do it consistently tonight.
All right, Jeff, thanks. First down, Loescher in the shotgun. Gets the snap, rolls to the right side. Loescher stops, being pressured, caught and dropped. Sacked in there by Ashton Stoner DeGroote back at the 31-yard line.
There's that backside pressure that we predicted right there. And if you can somehow find a way to make Loescher flinch, keep him a little bit guessing on who's coming from where, that's going to be a huge key for Prairie's defense.
Stoner DeGroote, that right side defensive end for Cedar Rapids Prairie. Matt Hawk, four-man front, tied in to the right side for Cedar Falls. on second down and 16 with a slot to the left side. Loescher under center, and he'll give it on the counter to Ostrich. A little bit of a hole, but then he gets necktied down right at the point of attack. Coming up and making the stop, Moses Each, the sophomore.
Well, that's counter train. You're going to see that all night long if you get let them get yardage on it. And, boy, that's a statement right there, because that is a bread-and-butter play for Brad Remmert and his Cedar Falls offense.
7-0 Prairie, 3 minutes into the ball game. The Hawks scoring on a 67-yard Tariq Amir run. Third down, Cedar Falls and 16. They need the 47-yard line. Split backs, receivers, two to the left, one to the right. Loescher drops, looking, steps up in the pocket. Now he's going to flip it downfield, has a man wide open, and it is caught, but a flag is down. He went over the line of scrimmage, John.
Yes, he did, and that pass was caught well downfield, but he was at least 2, if not 3 yards beyond the line of scrimmage when he let go of that pass.
Yeah, it wasn't even close, and no problem with that call from the Cedar Falls sideline. It's going to be an illegal forward pass. It's going to be loss of a down as well.
It's one of those few things that does cause a loss of down, too. So that's a double whammy. You get the mark off and the down loss. So that's going to bring the punt team out for Cedar Falls.
And a three and out right away. Loescher is the punter. Keep that in mind. And for Prairie dropping back, it'll be Colton Forsland. As Forsland will drop back to get this punted about the 40-yard line, and now we've got whistles and official coming in.
Nearside line judge saw something that he is finding inappropriate.
Going back to the Prairie sideline. I wonder if they marked that 5 yards. They're going to keep it at the 27 because it looked like, well, it must have been from the point of the foul. Snap back, got the punt away, tail wagging kick, but a good one. And Forsland to catch at the 35. Starts right, cuts it back to the left, and he'll get taken back as he gets to about the 38-yard line. Going to be about a 2-yard return on the punt. Good punt that time. Goes about 37 yards and only a return of 2. 7-0 Hawks. 8:18 to play here in the first quarter.
Defense did their job, and now, Scott, we're going back to those keys to the game. If Prairie can somehow go down and score, get a 2-score lead, all of a sudden the onus goes squarely on Cedar Falls.
Trip formation to the right. Williams to throw it out to Amir on an island. Gets to the 40-yard line. Breaks the Bailey tackle across the 45 and to the 46-yard line.
How about that call on first down?
Little pass, a little different.
Not just running into the line here and seeing what you can get. Coach Bliss open up playbook a little bit.
So Tariq Amir goes for 8 on the catch. And it'll be second down and 2 coming up here for Prairie. Up 7-0, ball right hash mark at the 46-yard line. Williams in the gun. As a blocking back, they'll give it to Amir on the jet sweep. Cuts it up at the 45 and tripped up as he gets to the 50-yard line, maybe the CF 49-yard line. It'll move the chains. First down, Prairie.
Nathan G., the outside linebacker for Cedar Falls, comes up, makes a nice solo tackle there. But if he doesn't wrap that up, the way that was being cut back against the grain, I think Amir could have gone again the distance.
Clayton Scott in there at that blocking back spot. So important in this offense. The Keegan Staub started the year before that knee injury. They'll put him as a blocking back to the right from the Tiger 49-yard line on first down. Direct snap to Pearson up the middle. Tries to pinball off the pile and maybe a yard. As a whole bunch of red shirts coming in there for CF. Making the stop, Colin Bonenkamp. He had a good game at Kingston that first time we saw the Tigers.
One thing you know about any Cedar Falls defense is that they are going to have 3 linebackers in that 43 that are just solid as rocks, and then you're going to have 2 defensive ends that are going to bookend everything in there. That's where they put their 5 best defensive players every year.
Yeah, and Riley Barnett is a sophomore, and he's got Jack Campbell's number. That tells you something right there. Second down and 9. Direct snap. Williams coming to the left on a keeper and gets about 4 down to the Cedar Falls 44-yard line. Tackle made in there by Logan Clements, one of the defensive linemen for the Tigers. And that'll make it a manageable third down and 5 coming up for Prairie. First third down try of the night for the Hawks. Halfway through the first quarter. 7-0 Prairie here at the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls. District title on the line. Four-man front. Third down, smidge less than 5. They're going to go with the counter. Here comes Amir, and he's caught behind the line and brought down. Did get back to the line of scrimmage on second effort, but it will be a fourth down and 5 and probably a punting situation for Prairie.
Decision time here, and I don't see the punting team coming out, Scott. They're going to go for this.
Yeah, we don't see Broxick out there.
A long 4, short 5. Ball's right at the CF 44.
The passing quarterback, Adam Longwell, is out there. Fourth down. See if they try to draw him off. Nope, they're going to try it on fourth down. Longwell coming to the right side. He ain't going to get there. Nope. Got about 1, and that was it.
Play took too long to develop. They ran a quarterback sweep to the wide side of the field. Blocking was there initially, but then it broke down as the full flow from the red jerseys came out and just snuffed it.
So the Tigers hold, and it'll be Cedar Falls with the football. First and 10 at the 42-yard line, so pretty good field position for Cale Loescher and company. Ostrich, the lone back, 3 receivers right now for the Tigers. We'll go with the tight end to the right side, and Remmert. They're running a little option. Here's Loescher on the keep, 45 to the 50, into Hawk territory, and he's got a first down. Down to the Prairie, 47-yard line, and we don't see a lot of option with Cedar Falls.
Speed option where there's no fake to any backs. Loescher just took off to the wide side of the field, ran as fast as he could, was trying to read where the downfield blocking was going to be, did not have any reason to pitch it back, so he just took it downfield for the first down.
Prairie with 4-man front, 3 linebackers in there right now. Ostrich flip-flops, goes on the left hip, and now back to the right hip of Loescher. 10 on the play clock. Again, that option. Pitch out. Here comes Ostrich. Got a block. 45 to the 40. Still on his feet. Cutting it back and then dumped by Brody Jones as he gets to the Prairie 37-yard line.
Very quick speed option there as there was no pitch relationship between Loescher and Ostrich there. Very quick, almost a handoff type pitch.
I'm going to say his knee touched at the 38, though. He'll be about a yard shy of the first down.
The thing that's tough about that Ostrich is he knows how to break tackles. 2 or 3 broken tackles there before he finally went down.
7-0 Prairie, 4:20, clock rolling, first quarter. Cedar Falls, second down, a half a yard at the Prairie 38-yard line. 2 receivers to the left side. Hawks showing blitz from the outside. And Loescher back to throw. He'll lob the left side. Man out there and is caught. Cernat at the 25. Got away from 1 and pushed out of bounds. Down at the 12-yard line. It's going to be a pickup of 26.
Boy, big cushion out there on the sideline as the secondary for Prairie just gave a whole bunch of ground. They're going to have to tighten that up or they're going to keep going to that pass all night long.
Ben Cernat, the leading receiver for the Cedar Falls team. That's his 38th catch of the year. He has 5 touchdowns. Trey Campbell, the sophomore, out to the right side. Cernat to the left. 9 on the play clock, first down and 10. Running that speed option. Loescher with the pitch. Ostrich trying to get it to the 10, to the 5-yard line. Cutting it back middle of the field. He's got a first and goal down to the Hawk 1-yard line. And Cedar Falls has found something here with this option.
Well, they have, and Jim Dossel, the defensive coordinator, is going to want to have some kind of a chat here in terms of responsibility for options because right now, with the exception of one of those speed options, those have gone for about 10 yards a crack.
Landon Wolf out to the right side, 1 receiver to the left. Borchering the fullback in there in front of Ostrich. First and goal, Cedar Falls on the Prairie 1-yard line. Loescher turns, hands to Ostrich, and he's in. Touchdown. Tigers answer with the defensive stop on downs, and then they take it downfield in about 90 seconds to score.
Well, that was just workmanlike, and, you know, that's what you come to expect from Cedar Falls. Such a rich tradition of football here, and They just never flinched after going down 7-0. And even when they came out on their first drive and got snuffed, they had no question they could come out, and if they executed, they'd take the ball downfield, and they did.
All ball for the extra point try. It's on the way and good, and we are off and running here at the Unidome. 3:31 to play here in the first quarter. Prairie 7, Cedar Falls 7. Back with a kickoff in a minute. You're listening to High School Football presented by Hills Bank on KGYN.
Hi, I'm Sergeant First Class Justin Mosley.
And I'm Staff Sergeant Trenton Addis.
Ever thought about a career in the Army?
We have over 150 jobs you can choose from.
Thought about furthering your education?
With the Army, we offer $70,000 for school. Last year, over 6,000 soldiers graduated with a degree.
So what's holding you back from getting information?
Come by and talk to us at 130 Collins Road, right across the street from Lindale Mall. Or call us at 319-395-9834.
Thank you, and hope to see you soon.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's 3 Cedar Rapids location at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Back with you at the Unidome in Cedar Falls, and the all-ball kick goes 5 yards deep into the end zone to Forslund. And Prairie will have it at the 20-yard line, first and 10. As Cedar Falls strikes in a minute 42.
That was just methodical, workmanlike, and talk about execution. 11 guys out there doing their job all in unison. That was a drive of thing to behold.
Jake DeGroote in there as the extra tight end, and Prairie is going to go with the big jumbo look here. Slot to the left side, unbalanced left. Now they'll flip-flop and go unbalanced to the right side with the mirror as the wing. He'll start in motion and on the hesitation. Here is the handoff, and up off the left side comes Pearson. And Nick takes it for about 3 out to the 23-yard line. So it'll be a fourth carry and 7 yards for Nick Pearson. It's been the Tariq Amir show so far here for Prairie. Second down. And we'll call it a little more than 6 from the 24-yard line. Here's a direct snap, and Pearson starts up the middle, and just nothing right there except red shirts. They'll give him a yard, maybe 2, to the 25.5-yard line.
And if you're a Prairie loyalist at home listening to this, you don't want to hear me say that they're just running their base 4-3 right now. They're not even coming close to dedicating extra bodies in between the tackles.
No, they're not. Jabril Bailey, Bryce Albaugh, Alex Paxson, and Nathan G in the backfield defensively for Cedar Falls. Prairie with a third down and a long 4. Shotgun snap, Williams fakes. He'll lob it to the near side. A mirror over the shoulder catch for a first down. And taken out of bounds by Jabril Bailey at the 39-yard line.
Just a nice little short fade pass there. That was a thing of beauty thrown right on Amir's fingertips.
First third down conversion of the night for Cedar Rapids Prairie.
That's a nice call and very well executed by the Hawks.
First and 10, and Amir with 2 catches here in the early going came in with only 6 on the year.
Well, he's a playmaker. You got to get him the ball as many ways as you can.
Pearson gets a snap, fakes it to Amir, and then takes it up the middle and taken down by the ankle by Logan Clements, 6'4", 200-pound defensive lineman, and a senior right at the line of scrimmage. It'll be second and 10. 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter from the Unidome.
Well, these two defensive tackles for the Cedar Falls defense, they get great penetration. They stay low, and, you know, they always say the low man wins. These two guys, they're not the tallest guys in the world, but, man, do they come off low and hard.
Second down, 10, ball near side hash at the 39-yard line. Pearson fakes to Amir, coming to the right, off tackle, and back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. This runs into a couple of Tigers. Led by Alex Paxson, the safety.
Prairie offensive line's just not getting any push right now, Scott. It's a stalemate every time that these two big lines collide with each other.
It's kind of like two sumo guys going
at it. It does look like a sumo match.
Third and 10. Prairie one out of two on third down tries. Cedar Falls, four-man rush. One set back, shotgun snap. Williams, a pump fake. Left-hander will throw in the flat, and it's incomplete. Tried to get it to Johnny Jones. Was going to be well short of the first down anyway. And it will be fourth and 10, and Prairie will have to punt. With 62 seconds to play here in the first quarter. And here comes Sam Broxick in. He's had a good junior season, almost 40 yards a boot. This one will be from the 39-yard line.
Dangerous Albaugh back to field this for Cedar Falls.
Yeah, all by his lonesome at the 30-yard line, and we got flags down. And movement one side or the other here. Far side line judge had something. Going to talk things over with our referee today. No, they're going to pick up the flag. All right, forget it. Wonder if it was some sort of illegal formation that they thought, and then it wasn't. So we'll try it again. Broxick to punt it away. High snap, brought down, rush is coming. Broxick starts to run, then stops and kicks a beauty. Nobody back, and it'll take a big bounce inside the 20, inside the 10-yard line. Inside the 5-yard line and down to the 2. How about that?
Boy, from the outhouse to the penthouse. That could have very easily been blocked, but a nice sidestep on that, and then a just impromptu punt, which bounced all the way down to the 2-yard line. Prairie comes up smelling like a rose on special teams.
59-yard punt. That was a thing of beauty right there, and a great job by Sam Broxick to not only get the snap, but to have the wherewithal to sidestep the rush and then get it away.
A heady play.
So it'll be first down from the 2-yard line. They'll keep it on the ground to Ostrich, and he will get, oh no, Bo Gross in there. We'll get a try, and he'll get 3 out to about the 5-yard line. Mentioned he was the starter for the first part of the year until injured. And now Ostrich is kind of taking over. Probably one more play remaining here in the first quarter. It's been a good one so far from the Unidome. I formation, slot to the right side. Play clock down to 12. They'll have to get the play off, and they'll toss it back to Gross in the end zone and tries to leap a man. And taken down right at the line of scrimmage. And we'll start the second quarter with a third down and long for Cedar Falls. We are through one quarter of play from the Unidome. Number 10, Cedar Rapids Prairie 7. Number 2, Cedar Falls 7. Back with the second quarter in a minute. You're listening to High School Football, presented by Hills Bank on KGYM.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Back with you from the Unidome, and Prairie and Cedar Falls tied at 7. Scott Unash alongside John Hagerty, and down on the field, Jeff Moss. We'll be checking in with him periodically, and we've got our official stats, and we'll give our stats as well. Total yardage, I had 117 for Prairie to 55 for Cedar Falls. in the first quarter. On third down, Loescher on the counter again, and nothing doing. Prairie was right there to get Bo Gross. And coming in for the Hawks was Clayton Scott, who just crashed that thing.
Clayton Scott met that handoff in the backfield. Very slow developing counter, Trey, and he saw it coming all the way.
Three and out right there. And for Prairie, they're going to get excellent field position. From the back of his end zone, Loescher gets away, a dandy punt. Absolute honey.
Oh, my.
This is going to go over the head of Forsland, takes a bounce inside the 25 and down to the 23-yard line.
Oh, my.
Wow.
75 yards?
Well, let's take a look officially. 70. You're right, 75.
75-yard punt.
How about that? When Cedar Falls needed it in a big, big way.
Well, we talked about Loescher being a multiple sport athlete and an impact player and all of those. This is what you have with a guy like him. He's your quarterback. He's your, you know, I don't know, what does he play in basketball, Scott?
Forward.
I'll bet he's darn good at it.
Yes, he is. It'll be first down Prairie. Thought they were going to get excellent field position. No, it's at the 23-yard line. They'll flip-flop the line from left to right. Scott will be in there as the blocking back on the right side. Direct snap, comes to Pearson, starts left, back up the middle off tackle, and sticks the nose ahead to the 25-yard line for a couple.
The Prairie offensive line looking back like there was miscommunication there. I'm not sure that that was the play that they had called, Scott. Something wasn't right about that play.
Didn't look copacetic down there. So, gain of two. And it'll be second down a little bit more than eight. Amir in the slot to the right. One set back, and here is Amir on the counter coming left. Turns it up the hash. Got a block, 30. Got a great block to the 40. He's loose, 50. Cedar Falls, 40. Down the near sideline to the 20. They won't catch him. Touchdown, Prairie. Was that Staub who had the block? Absolutely. He absolutely pummeled one of the Tigers.
Colton Staub laid out the key block on that counter, and that is going to be a thing of beauty to watch over and over again on Huddle. But one more time, Tariq Amir on that counter play just caught everybody on the defense for Cedar Falls napping, and down the sidelight he went for the second time tonight.
Swinging gate for the extra point. Griffin will try it as Prairie now up 13-7 with 10:28 to play here in the first half. Extra point try on the way. It's up and it is good. And it's 14-7 as Amir with two big runs, 67 and 75 yards. We'll take a 30-second break. 30-second break. Come back with the kickoff. 10:28 to play first half, Prairie 14, Cedar Falls 7. Back after this on KGYM.
That was an awesome game.
Oh, yeah, awesome.
You okay, Coach?
Me? Yeah, sure.
Hey, you remember how I didn't play last year?
Yeah, we missed you.
Well, I didn't care about the game then. Didn't care about anything, really. Couldn't sleep, didn't eat much.
I know what that's like.
But this year's better. IowaCrisisChat.org made a big difference. Good listeners, you know?
That's really great.
Yeah, IowaCrisisChat.org. They can help anybody, even coaches.
Thanks, kid.
This message from Community Crisis Services and Food Bank.
Back with you from the Unidome here in Cedar Falls, and we're going to go down to Jeff on the sidelines. What a block that was.
Hey, thanks a lot. On that play, it's just toss. It's toss to Amir, and that play is going nowhere until Keegan Staub kicks out a linebacker on that play and springs it for another long touchdown run. Tariq Amir is going to, he's got an all-world night set up, and as he came to the sidelines, one of the Prairie coaches said, I didn't know you got rockets.
Thanks, Jeff. Here's a kickoff, and a fair catch going to be called for on the high pooch kick at about the 27-yard line. He's got rockets.
He's got the rockets, but I'll tell you what, he doesn't get that play unless Colton Staub lays out that defender for Cedar Falls. And that is the most beautiful block we have seen this year, Scott.
That was an absolute thing of beauty. And Keegan Staub.
Colton.
Or Colton, yeah, you're right. With a great one right there. First down, Tigers. Down 14-7. And here's Loescher back to throw. Pump fake right. Throws left. He's going deep, and it's knocked away, and no penalty. Back there on defense, Nick Friel. And he was kind of face guarding the Cedar Falls receiver, Campbell.
Well, there's no doubt Friel was beat. Cedar Falls receiver had a couple of steps on him. He never turned as a defender to acknowledge the pass, but the ball was just thrown into the back of his helmet, and he never touched the receiver. So, you know, there was no reason for a flag there.
No harm, no foul, I guess. So it'll be second down and 10, 14-7, 10-21 to play, first half. And Prairie out in front. Loescher in a shotgun. And the handoff up the middle. Ostrich makes the first wave. Gets across the 35 and close to a first down. Going to depend on the spot. And the tackle made in there by Jake DeGroot. See where they are going to mark it. They're going to bring in the chains here. Oh, Jeff, he's on the move. As they're going to bring the chains in, I believe, from the far side. That is
Jeff's got to look at it.
All right, Jeff, what do you think?
Yeah, I think he's going to get this by a nose. He had to get just to the yard line with the nose of the football. And it looks like he is just by a nose going to string it out.
Oh, indoors, outdoors, doesn't matter. He's a genius at those first down calls. So Ostrich now 31 yards on 5 carries and a first down run of 10. With exactly 10 minutes to play here in the first half. And Prairie up 14-7 here on the Tigers. One set back, twins left, twins to the right. Shotgun snap, and Loescher going to throw the slant. Cernette wide open, 50. Makes a move at the 45-yard line. 40, he's loose at the 30. Cuts it back at the 25-yard line, and Friel brings him down at the Prairie 21-yard line. On a big hitter all the way from the 38 to the 21.
Well, as good as that Colton Staub block is going to look on huddle, that secondary miscue for Prairie's defense is going to not be something they want to watch more than once, because their secondary got caught standing flat-footed, Scott. And not only that, but once that slant caught was made in stride, then they missed a couple of tackles.
Gain of 41 that time. First and 10, Cedar Falls at the 21-yard line, just outside the red zone. Three receivers left and one to the right. Play clock at one, and the Tigers are going to have to burn a timeout. Timeout, Cedar Falls will take it with them. 9:14 to play, first half. It's Prairie 14, Cedar Falls 7. We'll take a timeout and come back after this to the Unidome. You're listening to High School Football presented by Hills Bank on KGYM.
At Hills Bank, we believe in building connections. That means we take a sincere interest in you and your family. Now we're taking that interest literally with our new high-interest checking account. Learn more at hillsbank.com. or by connecting with a banker in office or on our HERE app. Our high-interest checking may be new, but our interest in our customers and community? That's been here since 1904. Because at Hills Bank, connection is here. Member FDIC.
So the Tigers had to burn a timeout right there. Leaves them with two as the play clock was leaking on them. 14-7 Prairie on two long Tariq Amir runs. And now the Tigers with it just outside the red zone. First and 10, 21-yard line. Ostrich lone setback. Landon Wolf out to the right side. Three receivers to the left, to the strong side. Prairie four-man front showing blitz. Long count. High snap. Handoff Ostrich. Bikes a tackle. 10 to the 5. He's in. Touchdown. As soon as he broke that first tackle, John, he was gone.
21 yards straight up the middle. Play could have been stopped right at the line of scrimmage, but Ostrich is a tough runner, Scott. You better really wrap him up. When he has those legs churning, he is so strong, a solo tackle, it's hard to bring him down.
Yes, it is. And Cedar Falls trying to tie things up here with the extra point. Good snap, placement made, and all ball with the kick, and it's good. And we're tied at 14 here with 9:09 to play in the first half. Back and forth we go. And a big-time offensive show here so far in the first half.
Two Tariq Amir long runs for Prairie, and two Ryan Ostrich runs for touchdowns for Cedar Falls. Even Steven with 9:09 left before half.
I think both sides looking to make some adjustments, too, especially defensively.
I'll tell you, one of the things I'm kind of surprised at, Scott, is that Cedar Falls hasn't gone back to that speed option. Now, maybe they're just keeping it in their back pocket, waiting for a chance where they're stymied a little bit by Prairie's defense, and then they'll come back to it. But we haven't seen that, so we haven't really had a chance to find out if Coach Dostal's defense has made any changes to try and circumvent that.
We'll have some scores coming your way at the halftime break. And this has been as good as advertised so far here from the Unidome. As Allball will get ready to kick it away, and both his kicks have gone deep into the end zone. He'll kick this one from left to right, and a sidewinder, and we've got a penalty flag. And Cedar Falls was offside. As I don't think 5 yards is going to matter to this young man.
He's probably going to put it in the end zone again.
As Tigers will be penalized 5 yards. Second penalty of the night for Cedar Falls. Winner gets the District 3 championship in Class 4A. As it'll be from the 35-yard line. Allbaugh will kick it away. Sif 5'10", 175-pound senior.
Well, Cedar Falls never left the dome all last year in postseason, did they?
No, they didn't. Here's the kick, a high one, and this one's also going to reach the end zone. 5 yards did not.
He still put it 5 yards deep.
Did not matter.
Oh, my.
How many? Well, the UNI Panthers have last year's Cedar Falls kicker.
That's right.
Who is two-time Missouri Valley Conference Special Teams Player of the Week.
It's been, always been a nice little pipeline between Cedar Falls High School and Mark Farley and his Panthers, but not with Jack Campbell.
No. First and 10, Prairie in this 14-14 game. As the Hawks looking things over, look to Mark Bliss on the sideline. Ball middle of the field, Williams in the shotgun. And here's a direct snap to Pearson. He'll come off the right side and gets about four. One of his better carries, in fact, his best carry of the night. It's been tough sledding, 9 carries. And a total of 15 yards for Nick Pearson. After the first quarter, Prairie 117 total yards to 55 for Cedar Falls, but that has changed a little bit. Second down and 6. Amir in the slot left. Burkle stand up tight end left side. And one setback. Again, the direct snap to Pearson on the sweep. Coming to the left side and could not get the corner as he gets to the 27-yard line for 3 more. As Riley Barnett, the young linebacker on the stop, 5'10", 185, and only a sophomore. Eli Mickey is a junior. He's the weak side linebacker, 6'1", 180. And Caden Barnett in the middle, 5'10", 195, big brother.
Big unbalanced here.
Prairie showing it to the left. They'll look to throw. Williams will throw the pass and overshot Burkle. Incomplete.
Well, Burkle's a tall drink of water, but he's not that tall.
And Prairie will have to punt it away.
Good to see him try and target the big sophomore, though.
Coming into the game tonight, Gabe Burkle with 4 grabs, but they're big ones, 27-yard average on the year in those 4 grabs. Prairie will punt from the 28-yard line, and Broxett got away a dandy last time under duress. Snap coming, rush coming, got it away. And another good kick. Albaugh collects at the 33. Comes to the left, little stutter move, trying to get to the outside and won't be able to do it. Lost the football, and he falls back on it at the 33-yard line. One of the Hawks stripped it out of there on a gang tackle.
Boy, that ball was on the ground, and there were three white jerseys around it.
39-yard punt that time. 7:45 to play here in the first half. Listen to high school football tonight on 1600 AM KGYM Cedar Rapids, as well as KGYMradio.com and the KGYM radio app. Thank you very much for tuning in tonight. Cernette to the left side, and Cedar Falls again going to go with that spread look. And Ostrich the lone setback. Three receivers to the right side. Shotgun, Losher, and on the inside handoff to Ostrich, and he's got an opening to the 50. Nice swim move at the 40. Down the sideline, and he is going to go. Touchdown, Cedar Falls. No flag, 66 yards.
Well, Scott, this is why they're flanking out so many receivers. It's that it pulls all the linebackers for Prairie out except for the middle linebacker, DeGroote. And then they just run Ostrich right up the middle. And if he can get past DeGroote, it's Katie bar the door.
And it's a 20-14 Tiger lead. First lead of the night for Cedar Falls. Extra point try is up, and it is good. 7:34 to play in the first half. Cedar Falls 21, Cedar Rapids Prairie 14. We'll take a minute timeout. Come back with a kickoff to the Unidome after this here on KGYM.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Back here in Cedar Falls at the Uni Dome, it'll be all about to kick it away. And a high kick, not quite as deep this time. And it's returnable. Forslund at the 2 to the 10, angling right, 15 to the 20, up the middle, 25, and taken down at about the 29-yard line by Trevor Fisher. And Prairie will have it there. First time tonight, the Hawks have been down, though, in this football game. And we'll see how Prairie responds here.
Well, one of the things they're going to have to consider doing is not sending so many people out when four receivers go wide defensively.
Prairie going with nine, make it eight linemen, blocking for Pearson. Up the middle, 35. Pearson still on his feet. Across the 40 and out to the 41-yard line. Looked like Jim Brown in his prime right there.
Tough, tough running.
12 yards for Nick Pearson, who's to 30 now on 11 carries. First and 10, Hawks, 41-yard line, down 21-14. Slot to the right side, Pearson on the fake and up the middle and taken down after a gain of about three by Trey Weimer, 220-pound senior defensive end. Prairie wants to get this time of possession going. Keep the Cedar Falls offense off the field.
Another sophomore coming in here. Moses Each had a tight end spot.
They'll go right side. Burkle will go left. They'll go unbalanced to the left side. And we've got movement and a flag.
Yep. One of the left linemen for Prairie moved early.
False start, first of the night. First penalty of the night on Cedar Rapids Prairie. Michael Bohr in there as a tight end. Extra tight end. And we're seeing a ton of linemen in there for Prairie in this first half. 21-14, 6:20 to play. First half, Cedar Falls out in front. Burkle in the slot. Two others there with him. Bunch formation over there. Direct snap to Longwell, and Adam trying to sweep the far side and got back to the 41-yard line, and that's about it.
Logan Clemens, linebacker coming, or defensive end rather, coming up big on that play for Cedar Falls.
Third and 10. 1 out of 4 tonight so far in the first half for the Prairie Hawks. As Johnny Jones comes in with the play, he'll go out to the right side. Amir in the slot left, and Burkle will go out as a wide receiver left. Down to 7 on the play clock. On third down and 10, Amir in motion left to right. They'll fake it to him. Williams to throw. Throws in the middle. Nice catch by Jones on a pass behind him. Broken tackle. 45-40. 35. And Johnny Jones with a big play. Barnett brings it down at the 29-yard line. Gain of 30 on third down for Prairie.
Nice blocking downfield as well by Clayton Scott.
That pass was behind Johnny Jones, but he made a nice catch.
Yeah, Johnny Jones has got such good hands and receiving skills. His concentration, we've seen this before in games that we've called this year. He's clutch. He's money player.
First down, Prairie at the Cedar Falls 29-yard line. Amir in motion, and they'll give it to Longwell. He is hit, brought down on a solo tackle. That was a fake jet sweep one way and a jet sweep the other way. And it's going to be a loss of 5 as Paxson came up and made the stop.
You know, it doesn't matter who is doing the tackling for Cedar Falls. Their fundamental form tackling is as solid and as, just as good-looking as it comes. I mean, they don't miss.
No, they don't. Second down, 15, 4:44 to play first half. One setback is Longwell. They'll fake it to him. Williams will throw the middle of the field, incomplete. As Burkle kind of got pinballed around in the wash there by Riley Barnett.
Little delay action on the drag pattern there by Burkle, and he just got caught up in the wash.
And another third down and long coming up for Prairie. Hawks down 21-14.
Yeah, they're going to have about 15 to convert this one. They're going to have to go all the way down to the 19-yard line of CF.
As Forslund into the game for the Hawks, he'll go out to the right side along with Johnny Jones. Play clock is at 4, and Mark Bliss is going to take a timeout. Timeout, Prairie, 4:36 to play first half. We'll take it with him. Cedar Falls 21 and Prairie 14. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to High School Football. It's presented by Hills Bank. Connection is here on KGYM.
I'm Sergeant First Class Justin Mosley.
And I'm Staff Sergeant Trenton Adams.
Did you know the Army Reserve offers careers part-time?
We have Army Reserve units all over the state of Iowa.
Are you looking to start college or continue with your education?
The Army offers $4,500 for tuition assistance a year, plus student loan repayment up to $50,000.
So what's holding you back from getting information?
Come by and talk to us at 130 Collins Road, right across the street from Lindale Mall, or call us at 319-395-9834.
We live here, we work here, we serve here. Thank you and hope to see you soon.
Back with you at the Uni Dome, 21-14, the lead for Cedar Falls. And we'll get you scores coming up at halftime. And a lot of big games, maybe none bigger than this one, but a lot of big ones around the state of Iowa. And we'll take a look at some of the district title games to be played tonight. And there are some good ones. Third down and 15 for Prairie. They'll have it at the 34-yard line. Amir will be in the backfield on the left hip of Hunter Williams in the pistol. Trips to the left side. He'll roll that way. Williams to throw. A pump fake. Now he's going to step up. Going to have to run it. And he's going to be taken down on a high hit. Got hit at the 30 by Barnett. Got down to the 26-yard line for a pickup of 8. And a little closer. This is kind of that tough area here, John.
Well, when you're down 21-14 and you're in four down territory in CF, I think you got to go for this and roll the dice. I mean, you came up here to win this game.
And no punter coming in there, but the play clock down to 10.
Whether they convert this or not, I agree with this going for it.
Brody Jones out to the left, play clock down to 2, down to 1, and they just got it off. Williams to throw. Going to throw the deep out into double coverage, and it's knocked away incomplete. Back there, Nathan G defensively. And it will go over on downs to Cedar Falls. And the Tigers with 2 timeouts left.
That's the second time they've penetrated fairly deep into CF territory and then gone for it on fourth down and had to turn it over to the offense of Cedar Falls. So, you know, they're coming up here and they're playing as hard as they can, and when they have tough decisions to make like that, Mark Bliss, he's saying let's go for it. We came up here to win this game.
I think it's great. First and 10, Tigers, and they'll have it at the 26-yard line. Ostrich the setback. Loescher in the shotgun. They'll send again 3 to the left side and see what the Prairie defense elects to do right here. Now we've got a flag. And we're going to have a false start on Cedar Falls. Everyone's kind of looking around.
Well, that's just something you don't see a Cedar Falls team do much at all.
No, they're very disciplined.
They are. They don't ever seem to beat themselves with turnovers or penalties. They make you beat them if you're going to win.
So a 5-yard mark off will make it a first down and 15. Back on the 21-yard line. Ostrich still stays in there as the tailback. And he'll get it on the inside handoff. Ostrich trying to kick it to the outside. Broke the Schwarzendruber tackle to the outside and spun down finally by Stoner DeGroote. And that's scary right there as that play goes for about 10.
You can't take Ryan Ostrich down with a solo tackle. You just can't do it. And he's not the most shifty and laterally gifted runner, but he is so strong, and he runs so solid with great body lean. Once he gets up ahead of steam, man, you better go as low as you can and wrap up those legs.
5'9", 175 is Ostrich, and only a junior. Shotgun snap back to Loescher. Blitz coming and got away from Friel. Went high, but could not get away from the second man. Jake DeGroote came in there and got him low. Friel came by and Loescher just ducked.
Well, they had 4 receivers going deep downfield. There was nobody short that he could have dumped that off to as a safety valve.
Going to be a loss of 8 as Jim Dossel dialed up the blitz right there.
Good pressure on that particular play, and that was one of the keys that we talked about at the beginning of the game, was trying to get either in the face or running down from behind Loescher.
Third down. We'll call it a little more than 13. Shotgun snap back to Loescher again. The blitz coming. You're going to throw the screen against it. Caught. Ostrich 20, 25, 30. Look out, 40. To the 50. Down the far sideline to the 40-yard line. And he is gone. Perfect play call against the blitz, John. It goes 77 in a touchdown.
77 yards on the screen out at the hash marks. And it just totally caught the defense for Prairie unawares.
When you throw that screen against where the blitzers are coming from, it is not good for the defense.
And that'd be the Bundy.
Yes, it is. One via the pass and 3 via the run. Ryan Ostrich with his fourth touchdown. The extra point is good. And all of a sudden, three straight touchdowns for the Cedar Falls Tigers.
Ostrich is going to need some oxygen over there on the sideline.
Yes, he is. Safeway can go down to Mr. Moss on the sidelines and talk a little bit here before this kickoff. As Cedar Falls now leading at 28-14 on the Loescher pass to Ostrich, and he goes 77 yards on that one to make it 28-14. And we're going to go to Jeff on the sideline.
We're seeing some running backs tonight. That play right there, Kale Loescher hung in the pocket and set up an absolutely perfect screen. He took a heck of a shot. Ostrich, just we thought Tariq Amir was having a first half. This Ostrich kid is doubled what Amir has put up. So there's no doubt about it. Cedar Falls is going to move the ball, and they're going to score some points tonight. But Prairie's got to figure out a way to get an answer before the break if they can.
Yep. Thank you, Jeff. Here is the kick, and this one will go into the end zone as well. Yeah, Jeff hit it on the head. Prairie needs an answer right here.
Well, they do. We talked about this also in our pregame, and that is that you can't go down by two possessions here if you're Prairie, because they just don't consistently have the ability to drive the field. And outside of Amir, who Cedar Falls is going to be all over here in the rest of this game, they don't have that big play strike ability.
Two timeouts remaining for the Hawks. And Prairie will have a first and 10 with Amir in the slot at their own 20-yard line. One setback, and that is Pearson. Here's Amir on the counter coming to the right, waited for the blockers, and kind of got tripped up as Tariq fell ahead for 6 to the 26. That could have been more, but I'm not sure if it was one of his own linemen or one of the D guys that got him. As Amir goes for 6, he's over 100. Ostrich well over 100. And it's a second down. Oh, they're going to say his knee hit way back there at the 24. Now Amir will line up in the backfield. Under 2 to play here in the first half. 28-14, Cedar Falls. Here's Williams rolling the pocket to the left side. Left-hander throws, striking the sideline, and the catch is made. And Paxton put a big hit on Colton Forsland, but he caught the ball. A big lick at the 32-yard line, but it's a first down for Prairie. On the catch of 8. First catch of the night for Colton Forsland. Only his third of the season. Stops the clock, 1:48 to play. Two receivers left, two to the right. Short drop, Williams. Going to throw the deep one right side and overshot Longwell, incomplete. Second down and 10 coming up.
Four go patterns, two down the hash marks and two down the numbers. And what you're doing there is you're trying to see if you've got three deep coverage and one guy might be there by himself running that streak.
Second down and 10 for Prairie at the 32 here at the Unidome. Johnny Jones in motion left to right. They're going to throw it out there, caught. Longwell with blockers in front, crosses the 35 and taken down at the 39-yard line. As Longwell will go for 7. And a third down try coming up for Prairie to try to keep this drive going.
Well, they need to get this play in. They're burning a lot of time off the clock just waiting for the play to get in.
Looking at the wristband, 18 on the play clock, 3rd and 3. Direct snap to Amir, trying to get to the corner, turns it up the numbers at the 40, and taken out of bounds, shy of the first down by Paxson at the 41.
Stops the clock, but it does not get the first down, I don't think.
No, he's short. Half a yard. Well,
a lot of side-to-side stuff right now. The Hawks need to go downfield.
Prairie's going for it from their own 41 with a minute 9 to play. Well, playing with house money. is what Mark Bliss said going in.
Got a half a yard to get for this first down. He's going to take a timeout.
Yeah,
think
we're
about it.
Talk it over here, Prairie Will, with 1:09 to play in the half. As Prairie will huddle around Mark Bliss right now. And I don't mind the call here, though. I really don't. You need about a half a yard if you're Prairie at this point. Right at a half a yard.
Well, but after that, you get this first down, then you've got to have some plans for how you're going to get downfield because this clock is going to go quickly.
Yes, it is.
Hawks do have one more timeout.
Fourth down and half a yard at their own, just outside the 41. Williams in the gun. Now flip-flop. They receive a line left to right, and they got him to jump.
That worked. That flip-flop is designed to get one itchy down lineman for the defense to pop across into the neutral zone. And again, this isn't something you see from Cedar Falls often.
And he popped. And Jeff, you saw it.
Yeah, hard count on that play there. Really good setup because he needed the full yard. Now the officials are going to talk about this down here at 55. The right defensive end for Cedar Falls jumped the neutral zone on the shift. I don't know if they're looking at the spot of the ball, but they're going to back away and they are going to talk about this. I don't know if maybe a Prairie player may have crossed the line on the shift. So they shifted, I think, four guys from left to right. The right side defense for Cedar Falls jumped into the neutral zone, and they wanted to talk about it. It's going to be a five-yard Cedar Falls penalty and a first down for Prairie with 1:09 to go till the break.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. They were deliberating there, John.
Not exactly sure. I agree with what Jeff said, though. They're wondering if, like, something of one of those Prairie guys went in the neutral zone.
Shot snap back to Williams. Has time. Throws the middle. Crossing pattern is caught. Brody Jones. Short gain, though, in the Tiger territory down to the Cedar Falls 48-yard line as he will go for six.
Prairie's got to hustle to the line here and get this play called.
Bunch of different receivers have caught passes in this first half for Prairie. Five of them. Second down and four again. Williams back to throw. Steps up in the pocket. He's going to run. He gets to the 45. Middle of the field, 40, and slides with a first down at the 36-yard line.
Down goes one of the officials. Pops right back up, though.
Pickup of 12. Prairie keeping that timeout in the back pocket. And the clock winds 40 seconds. 28-14 Cedar Falls. Waning moments of the first half. Three receivers right. Brody Jones to the left side. Williams to throw. Going to throw the out low and incomplete to Forsland. And it'll be second down and 10. And Prairie's already thrown the ball 12 times this first half. Keep in mind, Prairie threw it 74 times in eight games coming in.
Not their game plan, is it?
No. So it's second and 10. But it does stop the clock. 29 ticks remaining. High school football again tonight presented by Hills Bank. Find out more at hillsbank.com or visit one of their five locations in Cedar Rapids and Marion. Williams throws the out to the near sideline, incomplete, trying to get it to Brody Jones. And it will be third and 10 for the Hawks. Ball on the 37-yard line, just inside the 37. In front of a nice crowd on hand here at the Dome. In this big, big battle here in Class 4A. District 3 championship on the line in Week 9. Shotgun snap to Williams. Deep drop. They're going to set up the screen. Caught Amir at the numbers right. 35 to the 30-yard line. Breaks the tackle and twisted out of bounds at the 30-yard line. That'll be a gain of 6. Might as well go for it now. Sets up a 4th and 4 for Prairie. Forslund in there. Now they're going to bring Nick Pearson back with the play for the Hawks. 10 on the play clock and a timeout, Mark Bliss.
The last one.
Well, now you have to call two plays right here if you're Mark Bliss, right?
Absolutely. And there's got to be a premium on getting downfield, not going laterally.
The clock will stop if Prairie gets a first down. As the Hawks gather around Mark Bliss. And some of the other coaches down there.
Well, maybe they're talking about Johnny Cash, Elvis, Chuck Norris, or one of the other patented plays that...
Not a bad time to bring one out right now.
Those are the names that Prairie coach Mark Bliss gives some of their exotics. So that
we've seen Flapjack over the years. We know what that is. Some of the other ones remain a mystery to this point. Doesn't bring them out very often, but they're a lot of fun when they do. As it'll be 4th and 4 coming up for Prairie with 17 seconds to play here in the first half. And it will be from the right hash at the 30-yard line. They need just shy of the 26 of the Tigers. Long count and the direct snap to Amir on the sweep to the left side. Blockers in front, turns it up. Ooh, going to be close. Jeff is down there, and Prairie signaling first down. Clock is stopped with 9 seconds.
Well, they're going to bring these chains all the way across.
He's got it.
Jeff says yes.
Yes, he had to get the front edge of the 26-yard line for a first down. He had to get the front edge, and the ball is over the 26. So he's going to get this by about three-quarters of a football.
All right. Jeff right down there next to Coach Gabe Bark.
However, the ball did not get out of bounds, Scott. So as soon as this ball is spotted, the last 9 seconds are going to begin.
Yes, it is.
So Prairie's going to have to go, and I mean they're going to have to get out there and get set up now.
First down. Jeff got that one.
They're over on the sideline talking to Coach Bliss. They need to get out there at the hash mark and get set up because as soon as this ball gets placed, that referee can spot the ball, and the clock's 9 seconds starts.
Yeah, and here comes Prairie hustling
out. No timeouts left.
You got to spike it here, I would think. And the clock starts down to 5. This is going to be the final play of the half. Amir out of the backfield in motion, and they're going to throw out in the flat to Forslund. Double pass, man wide open, caught. Touchdown to Johnny Jones on the double pass.
Johnny Cash. That's got to be Johnny Cash or Elvis or Chuck Norris or something like that. The double pass.
That's got to be something. 26-yard double pass from Forslund.
We talked about the exotic and we got it, Scott. As happy as we are, imagine the Prairie sideline. They're going nuts.
Johnny Jones made a heck of a catch, too.
Ball was behind him. He had to turn completely around and kind of wait for it to come to him.
Out of the swinging gate, and this is it for the first half. And a little bit of fun here at the Unidome. If you like offense, extra point try on the way, and it is up and good. And we are a one-point game here at the break with Cedar Falls on top of Prairie, 28-21. We'll get Mark Bliss coming up at the conclusion of the first half. And what a half it was. If you like offense.
Sure was. Boy, 28-21. Cedar Falls takes the lead into halftime. But the Hawks got a little momentum there on their two-minute drill. And courtesy of the exotic play, the touchdown right there at half. Nice job.
26 yards on that double pass. And the Hawks score as time expires in the first half of play. Well, we'll come back and do our best to try to wrap up that first half and take a look at it and take a look at scores as well coming up. 28-21. Cedar Falls leads it here at the halftime break. We'll take a two-minute timeout. Come back to the Unidome after this. You're listening to High School Football presented by Hills Bank on KGYM.
Mom, I think this doll I found in the attic is cursed.
No, its eyes are just very lifelike.
Then why does its head keep spinning?
Be my friend forever.
Oh, that is scary.
You know what's really scary? Missing out on Geico's easy-to-use mobile app. You can manage your Geico policy whenever, wherever, wherever.
Let's play with another doll. Or we can just bury it deep in the ground.
Happy Geico-ween. Download the industry-leading Geico app today.
Mike here. As men, we all play a lot of positions in life, on and off the field. Well, Dove Men Plus Care celebrates a new definition of strength, one with care at its center. Real strength is shown through the care you give to the people that matter. That means your family, friends, and community, but it also includes you. Dove Men Plus Care Sport Care gives you the care you need on and off the field for the pregame, the ballgame, to the postgame. Dove Men Plus Care Sport Care, designed for every position you play.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Back with you at halftime from the Unidome as Cedar Falls leads Cedar Rapids Prairie 28-21. Seven touchdowns. If you like offense, you came to the right place. If you're a former defensive coordinator, John's getting a little itchy here to my left.
I tell you what, I didn't expect this many big plays from either team. But when you take a look at some of these runs and passes that we've had, it would make a defensive coordinator have nightmares.
We thought Prairie was going to run. Cedar Falls might pass. It's been the exact opposite so far. Prairie's thrown the ball 15 times in the first half.
And that's not their modus operandi. But you know what? Sometimes you got to pull out the tricks. And Mark Bliss knows what he wants to do. I mean, for goodness sake, this guy is the veteran of all coaches. Don't forget, he's won four state titles when he was in Kansas. So he knows what he's doing, and this is the best way that he can get his offense going. That's what he's going to do.
Yep. As the Cedar Falls band is introducing, I think, everybody in town right now. We'll give you the halftime stats as we have them for you coming up here. And we're going to see a lot of big numbers, that's for sure.
Oh, my goodness.
As far as halftime is concerned. And Amir's had a big first half. Ostrich has had a big first half. Prairie receivers have had a big first half. And a lot of defensive changes coming up at the break, I think.
Ryan Ostrich for Cedar Falls, four touchdowns. He's got the Bundy in the first half, for goodness sake.
Yep.
He has been the man.
And we'll get you those numbers coming up here in a moment as we'll do the final fact and figuring here. As we have them here at the halftime break. All right, total yards in the first half, 316 yards for Prairie and 270 for Cedar Falls.
Man.
So we are already almost up to 600 yards total offense in the first half alone.
That's a fast track down there on this Mondo turf, but those stats are gaudy.
Prairie, 316 total yards, 211 for Prairie on the ground, and being led by Tariq Amir in the first half. Amir with eight carries for 166 yards and two touchdowns. Nick Pearson has carried it twice so far. Well, check that, 326 yards for Prairie, 221 on the ground. Pearson has carried it for 33 yards so far tonight on 12 carries. Williams, 3 carries for 24 yards in the first half. Through the air, Hunter Williams is 7 of 14 for 78 yards in the first half. Colton Forrest on the double pass, 1 for 1 for 26 and a touchdown. 9 first downs for Prairie in that first half of play I have. And the Hawks with 1 penalty for 5 yards and 2 sacks. For Cedar Falls, 270 total yards in the first half of play, 126 on the ground, 144 through the air. Cale Osher has only thrown it 4 times. He's 3 for 4, 144 yards and a touchdown in the first half of play. Ostrich with the big catch for 77 and a touchdown. Cernat has caught 2 for 67 yards. Ostrich, 8 carries, 128 yards and 3 touchdowns. So far on the ground in the first half. Gross has carried it 3 times for 1 yard in the first half. Cedar Falls with 8 first downs, 4 penalties for 20 yards for the Tigers in the first half. Third down conversions, 1 for 3 I have for Cedar Falls, and 2 for 8 for Prairie. Prairie is 2 for 3 on fourth down in that first half of play. And time of possession in the first half, I've got Prairie with a huge lead. The Hawks with the ball 16 minutes and 16 seconds to 7:44 for Cedar Falls in the first half.
Cedar Falls offense has had 6 possessions in the first half, and they've scored touchdowns on their last 3. 3 touchdowns in a row out of only 6 possessions. Everything they're doing is working right now, Scott. They haven't had the passing success that they wanted, but my goodness, that screen pass for 77 yards to Ostrich, another 66-yard run by Ostrich to go with a 21 and a 2-yard plunge. Every time Ostrich gets the ball, they're getting it to him in the right position and allowing him to go out there in space and make plays. Prairie's inability defensively to bring him down one-on-one has been the story for Cedar Falls offense.
The other story that we're seeing unfold in front of us is they announced everybody in Cedar Falls, and they did it in about 5 minutes. They were goal line to goal line. That was very impressive.
That was textbook model senior parent night right there. I don't know how they did it that quickly.
All right, you're Jim Dostal. What are you looking at halftime?
If I'm Jim Dostal, I'm looking for some Excedrin right now because there are so many holes in the dike, seemingly. Where do you begin? First of all, I'm going to talk about speed option because you know in the second half, Scott, they're coming back out and they're going to run that speed option. It was going for 10 and 15 yards a crack, and they kind of pulled their horns in and went away from it. I don't think we saw it once in the whole second quarter, but you know it's coming back. So option responsibility is one thing that they're going to have to talk defensively in Prairie's halftime huddle. A second one they're going to have to talk about is when they spread the field with either twins on both sides or trips and one on the opposite side, they're only leaving DeGroote as the only linebacker in there, and that's when Ostrich is running right up the middle for just huge chunks of yardage. Somehow they've got to get another body in there because they're not really hurting them with the passes out to all those multiple split-out 4 receivers. What they're hurting them with is the Ostrich up the middle run. Somehow Coach Dossel is going to have to find a way to plug that gap because just having DeGroote at home there in the middle right now is not enough.
Scoring in the first half, Prairie scored first on their first drive, took the opening kickoff, and Tariq Amir went 67 yards for a touchdown to make it 7-0 after the Carter Griffin extra point. Cedar Falls came back on their second drive. Ostrich from a yard out, the extra point by Albaugh made it 7-7. Second quarter, Amir a 75-yard run, and Prairie led it 14-7, but then 3 successive Cedar Falls touchdowns. Ostrich from 21, Ostrich from 66, and Losher to Ostrich on a screen for 77 on third down to make it 28-14. And then the double pass from Colton Forslund to Johnny Jones on the final play of the first half made it 28-21. And we're going to try to find some scores for you here coming up at the halftime break around Iowa. And one thing we can tell you going on right now, and this one is going to be a pretty big one if it holds up. At Kingston, last report, second quarter, Jefferson on top of senior 14-0 on senior night for the Jayhawks tonight.
Oh my, that would take Dubuque senior out of the playoffs altogether if they don't come back and find a way to beat the Jayhawks.
Indeed.
Here's one you talked about a little earlier, Scott. Sioux City East has not found the scoreboard yet early in the second quarter, and Ankeny already up 28-0.
And Sioux City East needs to win that game. Pella leading Grinnell 14-0 at halftime. That is a big one tonight. Solon all over Fairfield 40-6, and that is midway through the second quarter. Solon has already won their particular district. Liberty 35-0 over Clinton. All right, now, tell you what, Jeff Gordon and Liberty may be the best story in Eastern Iowa this year.
Well, they've just got nothing but better, and boy, if they can get in the playoffs and go for a little bit of a run, watch out.
7-2 that Liberty is going to end up this year. Some of the other scores here as we can find them. Webster City leading Boone 22-0. That one at halftime. Lone Tree leads English Valley 64-0. Independence and Decorah for a playoff spot for the district championship. Fifth-rated Independence and Decorah are tied at 14 at halftime.
Yeah, Decorah's a good team. Better than their record states. They had a tough non-district slate early in the year.
And like I said, that one is for a district championship. Let's see what else we can find here at halftime. Linmar leading Pleasant Valley 14-7. Xavier over Marion 31-14. And Dyke New Hartford down the road leading Iowa City Regina 14-10.
Number one ranked Dyke New Hartford.
And Regina's number 10.
That's right.
Coming into it here tonight. That's a little bit of a surprise. Boy, Dyke New Hartford's got some big-time offense up there.
Yeah, and don't overlook Marv Cook and his Regals. They have only lost to Xavier this year.
Waukee leading Johnston 27-10, and that is a big one in 4A.
Yes.
Johnston pretty much needs a win, and Waukee with a win will win that district at 6-3. And that would throw the first-round pairings into an uproar because they are not going to be in the top eight more than likely.
That's right. And Johnston out of the 16 RPI.
And Southeast Polk ahead 35-0. That's at halftime. Davenport North with an outside chance to get in, but they're only up 14-12 at halftime over Muscatine.
Goofy things sometimes happen when teams that are not playoff-bound get final life knowing that they're going to hang up the pads in just a few hours.
That is correct. The teams that are already in, this from the Iowa High School Athletic Association. These teams are already in the playoffs as district champions. In 4A, Dowling, Ankeny Centennial, Linmar, Kennedy, and West Des Moines Valley. They are all in. 3A, Sergeant Bluff, Luton, Western Dubuque, North Scott, Solon, and Norwalk are all in. 2A, and here's one right here, 22nd in the RPI, but Central Lyon George Little Rock is in already. They played a murderous non-district. Algona, Waukon, and Williamsburg also in there. Houdini, aha. We got the nomenclature here, John.
Houdini.
It was Houdini, Jeff. It was Houdini.
Not Johnny Cash, not Chuck Norris. That was Houdini.
Class 1A, West Branch is in, Van Meter is in, and Trainer is in. Class A, IKM Manning, St. Ansgar, MFL Marmac, Belle Plaine, North Tama, Earlham, and Woodbury Central are all in already. And an eight-player, Remsen St. Mary's, Don Bosco, Turkey Valley, Gladbrook, Rhinebeck, and Fremont Mills are all in. And title games tonight that will decide districts. Of course, ours right here between Cedar Falls and Prairie. In 3A, we mentioned Independence hosting Decorah. Carroll at Dallas Center Grimes tonight is for a district championship. In 2A, Iowa Falls Alden at Clear Lake. West Liberty at Tipton tonight for a district championship.
How about Tipton?
They have
great
had
a
nice comeback. Green County at Odebolt, Arthur, Battle Creek, Ida Grove tonight as well. Class 1A, Minneapolis at Sigourney, Keota. They're both Sigourney, Keota's 8-0. Minneapolis, I believe, with one loss.
That's right.
But whoever loses that is probably
out. And that's crazy in Hegarty's book of universal justice.
I got to read that book, by the way. Do you have it in electronic form? We'll work on that.
I can send it to selected people.
Very good. Regina at Dyke New Hartford for a district championship. That's 14-10 DNH at halftime. Class A, Belmont Clemmy at West Hancock for a district championship. Central Decatur at Wayne for a championship tonight as well. Eight player Southeast Warren at Lamoni is for a district championship as well. So a little bit of the flavor, and we'll have the playoff teams, we hope, before 12 midnight tonight with Jeff Downing on the Eastern Iowa High School football scoreboard. And
if it can be had, Jeff will get it.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will. And also, last year it was 12:45 when the playoff pairings or first round pairings came out.
Oh, if only tonight. That would be nice.
World Series, Game 3, Houston on top of Washington, 2-1. That is in the bottom of the fourth inning. And that at the nation's capital going on right now, as Houston down 2-0 as far as that particular series is concerned. We're going to hear from Prairie coach Mark Bliss coming up as soon as the band is completed with their halftime performance. And Jeff Moss will get a word with the Prairie coach coming up.
Can you text Jeff and ask him about Houdini?
We'll do that right now.
Okay. If you're not exactly sure what we're kind of musing about here, or earlier in the season, in fact, in our pregame, or excuse me, our preseason show with Mark Bliss, we were asking him about some of his exotics, and he says that they don't give him the actual nomenclature of their regular playbook. He gives them funny pet names like Johnny Cash, Chuck Norris. There's an Elvis play. And this one that was the double pass for the touchdown right before half was called Houdini.
Yes, it was. Mark Bliss is chomping at the bit to get out there. Cedar Falls is going to get the ball first here in the second half, as the Tigers lead it 28-21.
Mark's got his players down there at the doorway. And the band has yet to leave the field, or Prairie would be out there.
And Tiger band making their way off the field here.
Slowly, very slowly. But it's a huge band, so.
It is.
We're not being disrespectful.
67
just a lot of
seniors.
Them.
That's a lot of seniors down there. There's Jeff. I see him at the 15-yard line.
And Mark Bliss walking towards him.
We'll get a word with the head coach of the Prairie Hawks. Coming up as 28-21 here at halftime. And we'll go down to Jeff.
Hey, thanks a lot, Scott.
We're trying to get Jeff. Students are in the way, I think.
The Prairie student body is right in front of them.
Standing up. Well, we do apologize for that, because I'm sure it's some good stuff too.
Mark's always very forthcoming and honest in his assessments. We'll have to maybe get the Reader's Digest version from Jeff when we get a break.
The condensed version, if you will. But Prairie down by 7. As both teams out warming up, getting ready for the second half. As Mark Bliss and his Hawks are going to kick it off to Cedar Falls coming up to start things off here. As both teams back out onto the field here at the Dome in Cedar Falls. 28-21 is the score here at the break. And tell you what, this first part of this third quarter is going to be pretty important. This is kind of like a basketball game, really.
Well, the way the offenses are running up and down the field, it's like watching a tennis match right now. So the defenses are going to need to step up here at some point, and could come down to the last possession if what we've seen in the first half is any indication.
Tigers scoring four times, and all with their running back, Ryan Ostrich. Three runs, one reception for the touchdown. And Prairie, their three scores, two of them by Tariq Amir. Nick Pearson's, I would imagine Prairie going to try to get him going too in the second half.
Yeah, they really didn't establish Pearson, and he's their workhorse. They can find a way to get him going, but they've got to stay diversified. The way they passed the ball and did some of the outside counterattacks with Amir, that's all good, and you do what you have to do. You know, the old scratch where it itches philosophy. But at the same time, you got to stay with your bread and butter, too. And they have not been able to get a good 4 to 5 yards from Pearson, which they're used to, Scott. Let's face it. If you're going to run the Pearson show, you got to get 5 yards of crack consistently. And they've been lucky to get three with him.
Yes, they have. 28-21 here at halftime. As Cedar Falls leading Cedar Rapids Prairie. Don't forget, we've got the Eastern Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show, and then tomorrow morning we'll have Coach's Corner. Dwayne Schulte is going to be joining us tomorrow. You're going to join us as well, because we're going to go over the first round pairings in Class 4A through 8-man coming up tomorrow. Looking forward to that. We are putting chili on hold for a week. That's the only bad thing about the road trip on week 9.
Well, you know what I say. Adapt, improvise, and overcome.
And we are. We're going to do it next week.
That's right.
By the way, West Liberty leading Tipton. Fourth quarter, 14-13, a blocked extra point. Oh, how would you like to be all the way through the year, all the sweating in the summer, 7-on-7s going through drills, fall camp, and it comes down to an extra point.
And I think West Liberty was the nemesis that kept him out last year as well, wasn't it?
I think it might have been. All right, set to go. Walter will kick it away for Prairie from left to right. A high but a short kick. And Paxson will collect it at the 23. Just comes up as far as he can get. And Longwell brings him down at the 31-yard line. And that's where Cedar Falls will have it. First down and 10 with Cale Loescher at quarterback. Ryan Ostrich, the tailback for the Tigers. That Prairie defense out there for Coach Jim Dostal. Each, Bohr, Ramirez, DeGroots, Swartz and Drummer, Scott, Friel, Rickardson, Mahoney, Fetters, all out there. First down for Loescher. He'll back up into the pistol. One set back, three receivers again to the right, one to the left. Prairie showing blitz. They don't bring it. Inside handoff to Bo Gross, who starts the second half. He lost the football, and Prairie's got it at the 33-yard line.
There's the first big adjustment, Scott. They brought Nick Friel in there along with DeGroote, so there were two linebackers in there instead of just DeGroote. So credit Jim Dostal and an adjustment at halftime for bringing an extra body in there, and it came up big on the fumble recovery. The Bugatti was there.
All right, we'll go down to Jeff. We'll get it back. All right, first and 10 at the 33-yard line. The fumble was picked up by Stoner DeGroote, who fell on it. First and 10, 11 seconds into the third quarter.
Oh,
and nothing
coming right
doing
back.
It. Prairie gives it right back.
Oh,
Pearson had it stripped, and coming up with it there was number 68, Logan Clements. My goodness. So back-to-back turnovers here in the beginning of the third quarter. And Pearson got mauled as soon as he got that ball.
Well, he did it from behind, and it just stripped the ball right out, and it was bouncing all over the ground. CF number 68 got right on it.
So back-to-back fumbles, and we hit the reset button, right? First down, 37-yard line. And shotgun snap. Loescher back to throw. Going deep, has a man out there and hits him at the 30-yard line. Trey Campbell, and he's gone. right up the seam, beat a double team. Great pass, great catch, touchdown for the sophomore.
Two defensive backs in the vicinity, but Campbell's burst of speed just took him about two steps beyond both of the defenders, and Loescher hit him in stride, and it was just off to the races after that, an easy run.
63 yards. And what a pass from Loescher to Campbell. Albaugh to try the extra point. High snap brought down, and the kick is up and good. We have had a ton of stuff happen here.
Wow.
In the first 24 seconds of the third quarter.
Three emotional plays in a row. Each team fumbles, and then the big pass to Trey Campbell, the sophomore, the speedster, on 63 yards for the touchdown.
Loescher's second touchdown pass of the ball game.
Boy, can he wing it.
And the thing is, it looks effortless.
Yeah, he didn't have to grunt or anything. He just kind of stepped back there and just a normal rhythm. But, man, can he unload it? And that was a strike.
Now we'll see if Prairie can come back.
Well, they're down 35-21 now with just less than a minute off the clock here in the second half. They're going to have to respond, Scott. You can't go down more than two scores to this Cedar Falls team in the dome here with all this time left and expect to be able to come back and try and nip them at the end.
So it'll be Cedar Falls to kick off from right to left.
Albaugh has been a cannon, and here he's the run up in the approach.
Here is the kick, and that one's going to go out of the end zone. That was over the end line.
That one goes beyond the goalpost itself. Didn't split the uprights, but you give him another 3 yards, and that might have gone through.
Tell you what a weapon that is.
Oh, man, defensive coordinators love a kicker like that.
20-yard line for Prairie, down 35-21 now. Here in the third quarter, Hunter Williams, the quarterback. Pearson will line up on his right hip. Amir in the slot to the right. Burkle tight end right side. Direct snap to Pearson up the middle. Slips one and brought down by Paxson, amongst others, as he gets to the 25-yard line.
Well, that's a little more like the first down Pearson run we're used to. Cracked off a good 5 yards there. Makes second down much more manageable than it was in the first half when they were only going for about two or three.
Listening to high school football tonight on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, Cedar Rapids. Off the fake, Pearson on the direct snap up the middle, 30-35. Oh, and a touchdown-saving ankle tackle made by Ben Cernette at the 40-yard line, or Pearson was gone.
Cedar Falls defense still not devoting any more bodies into that base 4-3 defense that they're running. But the offensive line for Prairie just coming off lower and harder than we saw them in the first half, Scott. This is simple blocking right now.
First down at 10 from the 40-yard line. Near side hash mark, direct snap. Pearson again up the middle. Bust through 45-50. They didn't get him this time, and he is chugging toward the end zone to the 10 to the 5 touchdown. And Prairie right back in it. 60 yards as we go back and forth.
Remember how we talked in the first half that the offensive line, the white shirts, just were getting stalemated on the line of scrimmage? Something was talked about at halftime that has lit a fire under this offensive line for Prairie.
All right. And the extra point try out of the hold of Williams, as it will be Carter Griffin to try to tack it on. 10:34 still to play here in this third quarter, as the extra point is up and good, and Prairie back within 7 at 35-28. All right, we're going to get Jeff on the sideline.
Hey, thanks a lot, Scott. Play with Pearson right there. I could hear it plain as day all the way over here on the Prairie sideline. Brad Remmert screamed sweep, sweep as Amir was lined up right. Amir came in motion. Cedar Falls bails to the motion. Untouched on that play.
Yeah, he did. as it's now 35-28. So even Coach Remmert's wrong on that one.
How important was it for Prairie to respond at that juncture of the game, Scott? That's huge for Prairie going forward.
It's a district-saving score right there.
Absolutely. It was a must. And a totally different offensive line for Prairie. Didn't look like the same group that was up there in the first half coming off the ball. They're coming off low, hard, at a great angle, staying with their blocks, keeping their feet moving. That's the thing I'm noticing right now. This offensive lineman for Prairie keeping their feet moving. They weren't doing that in the first half.
No, they weren't. Good coaching at halftime.
Maybe a little emotional fire lit under him by their O-line coach.
So we are ready for the restart. And it's going to be an onside kick, and Cernette falls on it at the 44. Mark Bliss pulling out all the stops here.
That's right.
Hey, why not with this offensive show here?
You know, and you got to love that. If you're a Prairie fan right now, you're saying, you know what, let's go for it. We get one chance to do this and win a district title. Let's not leave it, you know, in the playbook. Let's go get it.
Prairie 6-2, Cedar Falls 8-0. And both teams 4-0 in district play. Tigers up 35-28, still 10:34 to play in the third quarter. Loescher in the shotgun, tight formation, bunch offensive line look. Prairie showing blitz from the outside. Long count, four to play clock. Inside handoff and twisted down is Ostrich. And first one to get him was Moses Each, the sophomore. Bohr was also there. Friel coming up as well for Prairie.
Yeah, we've seen Each now coming in on both sides of the ball for Prairie. The sophomore coming in, making his presence felt.
Second down, little less than 11. For Cedar Falls, they'll send Wolf to the right side. Two receivers out to the left side. Loescher will back up into the shotgun. On this second down and long, five-man front, they'll run a little speed option. Loescher, late pitch. Oh, he got it to Ostrich. He's got running room to the 50, to the 45 of Prairie, breaking tackles and finally out of bounds at the 40-yard line. Gain of 16.
It's just a matter of time, Scott. You knew they were going to come back to it. It worked so well in the first quarter. They just kind of stuck it in their hip pocket and said, let's just hang on to this and come pull it back out somewhere in the second half when we need it.
Yep, and Loescher ran it perfectly. First down on the gain of 16. Ostrich up now to 143 yards in the ball game. First and 10 at the Hawk, 40-yard line. Prairie showing blitz, and here they come. Shotgun snap, and the pass to Campbell's knocked down. Schwarzendruber, maybe? 37, I think, got it.
Yeah, Lane Schwarzendruber got a hand up and tipped that one.
And an incomplete pass. 4-for-6 now for Loescher for 207 yards. He's averaging 50 yards a completion. Amazing. Second down and 10, 9:26 to play third quarter, 35-28 Cedar Falls. Slot to the right side is Remmert. Shotgun snap. Here's the counter give. One tackle broke by Ostrich, and he takes it ahead for four to the Prairie 36-yard line. Tackled in there by Jake DeGroote. And a third down. We have not seen many third downs in this game, especially by Cedar Falls. It'll be a third and 6 for the Tigers. Ball middle of the field at the Prairie 36-yard line. Four-man front. Prairie with five defensive backs in there. Right now they brought the nickel in. Here's Loescher on the option, and penalty flags fly. And it's going to be a false start against Cedar Falls. Interesting, John. They were going to go speed option opposite way that time.
One of the things adjustment-wise that Prairie's defense is doing is they're bringing one of their outside linebackers up, and they're just telling him, just nail Loescher, the quarterback. Make him pitch the ball.
Third and 11. Every other speed option has been toward the Cedar Falls sideline. This one was away from it. Slot receiver Daniel Hutchins on the left. Twins receivers to the right. Shotgun snap. Here's the slant. Caught Cernette. 30-yard line, and he's got a first down. Again, big cushion, and Cernette just took what he could get. Got a first down.
That's not the first time in this game Cernette has caught a slant pass like that that's been a dagger.
Third catch of the night, and that one goes for 13. And a Tiger first down. And they're at the Prairie, 28. 8-10 to play here in the third quarter, 35-28 Cedar Falls over Prairie. One set back, three receivers. Wolf way out to the left side, two to the right. Shotgun snap, Loescher again running the option. Pitches it out, Ostrich at the 30, cuts it outside at the 25. Ball popped out, but goes out of bounds. Actually going to get about another yard with it.
Now there's another adjustment defensively that's going to have to be made by Prairie, because they're getting to the quarterback, Loescher, quickly and forcing him to pitch that ball on speed option much sooner than he would like to, and they're completely taking his legs out of the game, but now they've got to find a way to get somebody to come up and take that pitch, man.
It's going to be a second and four at the Hawk 22. Prairie's got Rickardson at that far corner and Mahoney on the near side corner, and now we're going to get a timeout. Timeout Cedar Falls, 7:51 to play here in the third quarter. It's the Tigers 35, the Prairie Hawks 28. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Football presented by Hills Bank on KGYM.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Back with you at the Unidome here on the campus of UNI. A second down coming up for the Tigers of Cedar Falls. Second and four at the Prairie, 22-yard line, up by seven. Here midway through the third quarter. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Hutchins there, back to throw. Loescher loops the middle, has his big tight end, Remmert, and the coach's son to the end zone, touchdown. 22 yards. And the third touchdown throw of the night by Loescher.
That is a tight end's dream, Scott. They call that the seam pass to the tight end. And he is not the first or the second of the intended receivers on that. But what? Just credit Loescher for looking off the intended targets, spotting the tight end Remmert on that seam pattern, and just put it right in there for the big guy to take it in.
All ball with another extra point try. Good snap, placement made, and thunders it through. And it's 42-28 in favor of Cedar Falls.
This Cedar Falls offense, Scott, has been unstoppable tonight. They just have so many ways that their athletes and their schemes can and get a defense. It's scary. But that's why they're undefeated and, you know, number two ranked in the state.
Yes, it is.
And why they were in the state championship game last year.
You know how scary it is. Cedar Falls has scored. This looks like the Cedar Falls of last year tonight.
It does tonight.
Tonight. They were more methodical when we saw them a few weeks ago at Kingston on that Thursday night against Jefferson. It was Jefferson, wasn't it?
It was Jefferson.
By the way, the Jayhawks leading still 14-7 over Dubuque Senior. Here it's 42-28, Cedar Falls. Tigers, John, have scored 42 points in 10 minutes and 55 seconds of possession.
They can strike so quickly. They have such great schemes, though. Their coaching staff sees the field so well, and they have so many weapons.
All ball with the kick. And this will go into the end zone.
Oh, my. That one almost did split the uprights.
I tell you what, somebody's got to be looking at this kid as a kicker.
That's a cannon for a leg. It just is.
Yep. So Prairie will have it first and 10. And again, playing catch up. Down two scores. This is not unusual territory for the Hawks. Remember, they played Dubuque Senior a 43-40 game up at Dalzell midway through the year. So they are used to shootouts. 35-28 against Kennedy. We had that game.
28-27 against Hempstead.
Here's Pearson wrapped up as he kept it. Going to lose about a yard back there as the direct snap went to the junior.
Pearson had so much success on that last drive that broke off the big run for that you knew they were probably going to go right back to it. And defense for Cedar Falls, is they're going to say right now, we're just going to stop Pearson.
Burkle in there at the tight end. He will come out into the slot to the right side here for the Hawks. On the second down and 11 play. Shotgun snap, and here's the counter. Noamir going to the short side, collected and thrown down for a loss. Ryan Dunlop, 5'11", 205-pound linebacker. A backup came in there and got him.
I think Cedar Falls talked about that Prairie counter to Tariq Amir at halftime at all?
A little bit.
Whatever they drew up, that's the way it was supposed to be done.
Well, third and long coming up for Prairie. Third down, 13. Just about 13 back on their own 18-yard line. Longwell into the game, split wide to the right side, one receiver to the left, and two in the slot to the right side. Shotgun snap, Williams short drop, going to gun the middle of the field, incomplete. Going for Forsland into double coverage. Jay Seeger out there defensively for the Tigers. And, boy, when Prairie did not need a three and out, they got one.
Man. Almost no time off the clock on that one. And the Albaugh, the return man, is going to be setting up right about at midfield for this punt.
At the 50-yard line. Roxick to punt it away. Line of scrimmage is the 18. Gets a snap and got it away. Wobbly kick, but a decent kick, and a fair catch called for at the 47. As it'll be a 35-yard punt. 6:13 to play in the third, and this is the biggest defensive stand opportunity that Prairie has had on the year, probably. Well,
great starting field position for CF. They've only got to drive 52 yards, and boy, the defense for Prairie has got to come up big in this stand.
From their own 48-yard line, first and 10, Cedar Falls. Prairie shows blitz, they'll back it off. Shotgun snap to Losher. Looks right, looks left, throws middle. Campbell caught, sandwiched at the 45-yard line for a gain of 7.
And again, how effortless is Losher back there in the pocket? Looks off the receiver at the right, looks off the receiver at the left, goes to his third target right down the middle of the field. That he's so comfortable back there with this offense. There's college offenses that don't look this good.
You got to have a good line, too. And four of these guys are back next year. How about that? Second down, long three from the Prairie 45-yard line. 5:35 to play. Here's the toss to Ostrich coming to the near side, trying to get to the corner and escorted out of bounds. Right at the sticks. Should be enough for a first down, it looks like. Nick Fetter's in there along with Clayton Scott to push him out. And they will move the chains, first down.
Got a lineman down for Cedar Falls here, Xavier Foshan.
He's a backup left guard. And he's down flat on his back at about the 48-yard line.
You know, back to your point, Scott, about how many of these Cedar Falls players are going to be coming back for Brad Remmert next year. Now add to that this sophomore team that we saw tonight before this game who beat the undefeated Prairie Hawks. My goodness, Cedar Falls is going to reload next year in a big way.
Four linemen, Landon Wolf, wide receiver, Ryan Ostrich, starting running back. Now, defensively, only you've got two linebackers and one corner coming back.
All right, Trey Campbell's just a sophomore. Cernette's coming back. He's a junior. I mean, that's your two big receivers right there.
As the Xavier Fauchon, 6 foot, 260-pound offensive lineman, down, and Brad Remmert came out there and took his helmet.
This is giving the Prairie defense a chance to go over to their big screen TV monitor and take a look at a couple of things.
All right, go down to Jeff on the sideline.
Yeah, 72 is the number down for Cedar Falls, and they're looking at a left calf. Looked like, so he might have got rolled up on play, but he was down and in some pain, Brett, and he is not putting any weight, so it might be an ankle, actually. He has no weight on that as they take him off the field. Brad Remmert came out, took his helmet, so he was even out in that. So there's a loss on the offensive line there for Cedar Falls. Well up to this point tonight, guys.
Yep. And still trying to get off the field. And too bad for that young man.
Yeah, he's obviously in a lot of pain. Not able to put any weight whatsoever on that ankle.
So it'll be a first down for the Tigers after the pickup at the Hawk 42-yard line. Wide side of the field toward the Tiger bench on the far side. Bo Gross back in there. And in fact, Gross and Ostrich in there. Shotgun snap. Back comes Loescher. Blitz coming. Got away from one. Couldn't get away from the second. And a flag down. It's going to be a face mask, I think, on Prairie. Oh. Clayton Scott was in there first, and the Ashton Stoner DeGroote came in. And unfortunately, a face mask on the Hawks.
So that goes back up to where the first down marker was.
Not a first down, though.
It's 5-yard variety.
No, it was 15. It was 15. But it's not an automatic first down, though, because they go from where the spot of the foul occurred. So actually, that was, it will count as a sack. And a minus 8, but then a 15. So it's first and 7 from the 38-yard line. Gross, the lone setback. Prairie again showing blitz. Four-man front, shotgun snap, inside counter, handoff. Gross fumbled it again, and Prairie Swartzenkrumer comes away with it.
That ball never hit the ground. It popped up into the air right into Swartzenkrumer's breadbasket.
Second turnover for Cedar Falls tonight.
Two fumbles in the second half. Very uncharacteristic for CF.
And both by Gross.
Not happy as he goes off to the sideline. Trying to avoid everybody on the red sideline.
Prairie gets it back. And on first down, direct snap to Pearson. Up the middle, turns, backs his way to about the 43-yard line. On a pickup of 4. Somebody came in there and popped that ball. And they must have seen something on film with number 3 running it. Because that is twice he's run it in the second half, and twice he has had it punched away and fumbled.
Prairie picking up the pace, blitzing their linebackers right now.
4:44 to play in the third, 42-28. Cedar Falls on top of Prairie. Burkle and Amir out to the right side this time. Off the fake, Williams looking for the slant, throws and hit one of his linemen in the back, Skyler Paulson.
Yeah, he was looking for Burkle, but got caught up in a wash of a lot of red jerseys there.
How about this score? The third quarter, Pleasant Valley 14, Linmar 14.
Now, Pleasant Valley is one of those teams this year, Scott, that you know as well as anybody, it's been a real enigma. I mean, which PV Spartan team's showing up each week?
Now, we had a late flag in there. I did not see that flag, and it's going to be an eligible receiver downfield against Prairie, and it's declined. And it will bring up a third down and a long six for the Hawks from their own 43. You got the gold UNI logo out in the middle of the field, and sometimes the flag gets camouflaged in there.
Hanky goes down on that. You're not going to see it.
Mark Bliss calling the play, sending it in to Hunter Williams. On third down, one setback, and a direct snap to Pearson, sweeping the right side, 45. He's going to be short of the first down. Clements brought him down as he followed Staub that time. But it's fourth and short coming up. Prairie's playing four down right there. As Pearson goes for five, he's over 100 yards, over 1,500 for the year. And Prairie will go for it on fourth down for the fourth time tonight. Fourth down, little less than two from the Hawk 48. Play clock at five. Hawks going to have to hurry, and they're going to have to burn a timeout. Timeout Prairie, 3:50 to play third quarter. Cedar Falls 42, Prairie 28. Back after this 30-second timeout as you're listening to High School Football presented by Hills Bank on KGYM.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's 3 Cedar Rapids location at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Back with you here at the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls, 42-28. Cedar Falls leading Prairie and a huge fourth down upcoming. As the Hawks will have a fourth down, a little less than two from the 47-yard line. They need to take it, well, it's a full two. They need to take it right to the 49. Four-man front for the Tigers. Prairie up to the line in a hurry. They'll go unbalanced to the left. They sent Pearson in motion. Here is a double handoff pass. Friel going to throw it. Williams diving catch. And yep. Did he get it? Yes. Yep. At the 40-yard line.
The reverse pass back to the quarterback.
That's got to have a name.
That's got a name.
So Friel throws that one, and Williams makes the catch. The quarterback gets it for a gain of 12 and a Prairie first down. At the CF 40-yard line. And it keeps the drive alive. Burkle lines up, tight end to the right side. Extra blockers on both sides. Here is Amir on the counter, and he got stuck. Trey Weimer wiped him out for a loss of two. And both times that counter has been called in the second half, Cedar Falls had it defense beautifully.
Yes, they have. They did their homework at halftime to try and figure out how to stop Tariq Amir's counters.
Second down and 12 after the loss of two. 42-28, Cedar Falls on top. On second down from the 42, direct snap. Here's Pearson, angled right, got back to the 40 as he will go for a couple. But another third and long, and Prairie's been playing these as four down pickups, trying to just get a little bit of a chunk of this 10 yards or so on each third down try.
This rush defense for Cedar Falls has just been rock solid all night long.
And see what they elect to do right here, the Hawks. From the near side hash, third and 10, 40-yard line of Cedar Falls. 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Here's a direct snap. Pearson faked up the middle. Broke a tackle, 35, and brought down after a gain of eight at the 32-yard line by Jay Seeger.
It's going to make fourth down a little more manageable, but still a long two.
Same thing as last time. Prairie's got to be running out of celebrity names at about this point. Fourth down, two from the 32-yard line. Right down below us here in our perch at the dome. They'll go slot to the left side, long count. Now they'll flip-flop the line down to two on the play clock, and Mark Bliss going to have to take another timeout.
Well, he didn't want to have to use that timeout.
No, he did not.
That only leaves him with one left, and we have got a lot of game left. We're still not to the fourth quarter if you just joined us.
Minute 12 to play here in the third, and it's timeout Prairie. As it's the Hawks trail Cedar Falls 42-28.
Prairie was trying to use their little jump from one side to the other with the massive line shift in an attempt to get Cedar Falls defense to give them a cheap five and an automatic first down, but it took too much time and Cedar Falls didn't bite.
Prairie tonight, 3 out of 4 on fourth down tries. Hawks have been dynamite on those fourth downs. Again, the Eastern Iowa High School football scoreboard at the conclusion of the ball game. Scores, highlights, and reports from around Eastern Iowa and the state. And by midnight, all the playoff teams should be known. Don't know who's doing the math. That's our buddy Chris Cuellar back in Des Moines or not.
He'll be overseeing it, if nothing else.
Or Tharp. Tharp might be doing that. Fourth down to two, slot right. Williams gets the snap, throws the out. Burkle with the catch. He was wide open. He's got the first down. Big Gabe down to the 26-yard line. They left him wide open.
Yeah, Burkle was flexed way out that time, and he's a big target out. A lot of cushion given by the secondary for Cedar Falls.
And a gain of 6 and a first down. Drive stays alive with 67 ticks remaining here in the third quarter.
Burkle staying flexed out here.
And no one's picking him up.
There's no one out there with him.
Absolutely nobody
out there.
He's
all alone.
And then the direct snap comes to Pearson. Up the middle. And that will go for 3 down to the 23-yard line.
Somebody from up above in the press box has got to be yelling down on the headphones to Mark Bliss that no one in the secondary for Cedar Falls is covering Burkle when he flexes out.
I mean, no one at all. They'll give him a gain of 2 on that one. It'll be 2nd down and 8. Could be the final play of the third quarter. Amir in the slot right side and off the fake. Williams to throw. Throws low, incomplete. Tried to get it out there to Jake DeGroot. And it'll be a 3rd down and 8 upcoming.
Sent Burkle on the go flag pattern there, and he went into the end zone all alone without any red jerseys anywhere near him. They throw a little fade to him there, Scott, and he's all by himself in the end zone.
Something might be in the works, as they say. 3rd down again for Prairie. 3rd and 8 at the CF 24-yard line. Here he is, the counter. Amir coming to the right side and wrapped up right at the line of scrimmage. Dunlop came up. The backup linebacker to get him, and it's gonna. This time it's 4th down and a bunch. 4th and 8.
Prairie's not getting a seal on those counter plays to Amir right now. The defense for Cedar Falls stretching that out and making him run to the sideline.
Prairie's going to let the third quarter clock expire. We are at the end of 3 in this big battle for District 3 and the championship in Class 4A. Number 2, Cedar Falls, 42. Number 10, Cedar Rapids Prairie, 28. Back with the fourth in a minute. You're listening to High School Football presented by Hills Bank on KGYM.
At Hills Bank, we believe in building connections. That means we take a sincere interest in you and your family. Now we're taking that interest literally with our new high-interest checking account. Learn more at hillsbank.com or by connecting with a banker in office or on our HERE app. Our high-interest checking may be new, but our interest in our customers and community? That's been here since 1904. Because at Hills Bank, connection is here. Member FDIC.
I'm Sergeant First Class Justin Mosley.
And I'm Staff Sergeant Trenton Adams.
Did you know the Army Reserve offers careers part-time?
We have Army Reserve units all over the state of Iowa.
Are you looking to start college or continue with your education?
The Army offers $4,500 for tuition assistance a year, plus student loan repayment up to $50,000.
So what's holding you back from getting information?
Come by and talk to us at 130 Collins Road, right across the street from Lindale Mall, or call us at 319-395-9834.
We live here, we work here, we serve here. Thank you and hope to see you soon.
Total yards through three quarters. Prairie, 436. Cedar Falls, 395.
It's like watching a tennis match back and forth, left and right.
Prairie, 4 out of 5 on fourth down tries. And they've got a dandy to get one here. Fourth down and 8. Shotgun snap. Williams rolls left, throws, and Johnny Jones a juggling one-hand catch. Oh, my goodness, he caught it. Holy cow.
That was right in front of Jeff.
Jeff, we'll go down to you.
Absolutely. 100% a catch. Jones laid out, drug his right foot behind him. There was a slight bobble, but he brought it into his chest, drug his right foot, a little toe tap going out of bounds. What another fourth down conversion on this drive for Prairie.
Wow. And that's three of them for the Hawks. First and 10 on the pickup of 11. Here's Amir on the counter and hold everything. Penalty flags are down. That's one of the best catches we have seen all year.
His concentration level and his hands are so superior. He's such a clutch player. Just get the ball anywhere near him. Even if he can only touch it with one hand, the kid catches it.
Going to be a mark off against Prairie. 5-yarder on the false start. Late third quarter, Jefferson has expanded the lead, 17-7 on Dubuque Senior. And that would keep Senior out of the playoffs. First down, 15, back at the 18-yard line, just underway fourth quarter. Williams shotgun snap, throws the middle. Jones with a catch, turning to the 10-yard line and down to the Cedar Falls 6-yard line. That was a heck of a catch on a pass behind him.
Yeah, thrown behind him. He had to kind of slow down and turn his body all the way back. Shoulders anyway, but he kept his rhythm and caught the ball somewhat in stride, got a few yards after it. I'm telling you, the guy is just clutching, and he's riding the hot hand right now.
10 of 20 for Hunter Williams in the ballgame. Prairie's thrown it 22 times tonight. Second down, long 3. Just underway, fourth quarter. Cedar Falls 42, Prairie 28. Pearson the lone back. Now they'll flip-flop the line and go unbalanced to the right. 2 in the play clock, 1. Here's Pearson on the direct snap, going for the first down, and he's going to be close. We'll see if he has it down there. As they unpile, and it's going to be third down.
Ooh. At the 4-yard line.
It'll be third down and 1. Prairie is 2 for 12 on third down tries.
Well, they got 2 shots to get a first down and then inside the 3 goal.
It'll be a third down and 1. Direct snap, Pearson off the right side, and he should have enough, I think, for the first down.
Well, we'll have to see how the line judges walk this in now. Mark his forward progress, but I think it's close.
Oh, no, they're going to say short.
Oh, bad spot right here.
As Pearson will have a foot to go now on fourth down and about a foot. And now they're going to bring him in. All right, Jeff is eyeballing it down there. Looking under legs. And it'll be about 6 inches short.
This is where you just got to bring Williams up under center and do the sneak, don't you?
Could be the case. And it will be fourth down and about 3 inches.
They don't have a quarterback under the center in the single wing, though, Scott.
No, they don't. Prairie will bring him out. Blocking back is going to be Clayton Scott. Williams, Pearson on his left hip on fourth down in just a couple of inches. They'll flip-flop the line from left to right. They'll go on balance that way. Here's Pearson diving, went over the top, and I think he's got it. First down. First down. All right. Jeff says first down. Officials say first down.
Yeah, that time Pearson goes over the top to get the fourth down conversion again. I think that's the fourth down conversion on this drive for Prairie, trying to cut it to a one-score game.
For first and goal, Hawks at the two-yard line. They'll go slot right side, direct snap, Pearson dives, got stymied, second effort. Prairie signaling touchdown.
No signal.
The officials.
It's no.
And they're looking, they're looking, they're looking. And touchdown.
You don't usually have to wait that long for a touchdown call. That's a long delay, but Prairie says, that's all right, we'll take it.
Well,
give us six.
I tell you what, that was the Cecil B. DeMille of drives. Because that thing covered at least 15 plays, if not more, and took almost 8.5 minutes. But Prairie is back within one score. At 42-34, now the all-important extra point by Carter Griffin. Four fourth-down tries Prairie converted, and the extra point is good. 9:06 to play here in the ball game. Cedar Falls 42, Prairie 35. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Football, presented by Hills Bank on KGYM.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Here we go, Walter to kick it away. As he will kick it off from right to left, 9:06 to play here in the ball game. The approach in the boot, a high kick, short, and all ball will have a chance. 13, 15, up the middle, 20 to the 25. Caught and spun down by Vaughn Swart at the 27-yard line. 17-play drive, according to Jeff Johnson of the Gazette. And Jeff has never lied.
That's not something you hear very often in high school football. 17-play drive. And it covered 61 yards, not like 80.
Now, Jeff is saying down on the sideline that was Burkle that took it in. Not Pearson. So we'll have to check on that. First down from the 27-yard line. Losher will throw the out. It's caught by Wolf, and Landon Wolf pushed out of bounds at about the 34-yard line as the youngster will pick up six on his first catch of the evening after the long drive by Cedar Rapids Prairie. That was a drive, 8 minutes and 9 seconds that drive took. Unbelievable. Shotgun snap, Losher again the out, again caught by Wolf. Stiff arm and down. Mahoney brings him down as he gets to the 44-yard line. That's a pickup of 10 and a first down. 12th first down of the ball game for the Tigers. Doesn't seem like a lot, and it's not a lot for 42 points, but big plays tonight for Cedar Falls.
Yeah, that stat does not jive with the scoreboard. 42-35, Cedar Falls.
First down, Tigers. Ostrich the lone setback. He'll go on the left hip of Loescher. Prairie shows blitz. They back it off. Here comes the option. Loescher on the keep. 45 cuts up 50 to the Prairie 45. And down at the Hawk 44-yard line.
Back to the speed option. They go.
Gain of 12.
Prairie effectively took Loescher out of the third quarter with that speed option as the quarterback attacking them. And now they're back to letting him go and covering the pitch man.
First and 10. Cedar Falls trying to answer the Prairie touchdown. 42-35 with 7:50 to play. Shotgun snap. Loescher being chased. Rolls, throws. Wolf again with the catch. And out of bounds at the Hawk 30 and 14 more.
Well, I don't think Wolf was targeted until this quarter. Was he, Scott?
No.
I mean, this is a guy that has figures big into the offensive play, but all of a sudden they're just giving him a huge cushion out there on the right side of the offensive line for Cedar Falls.
Hutchins into the ball game. Dan Hutchins and Trey Campbell out to the left. Wolf to the right. Mahoney on him now. Now they're going to double over there. 9 on the play clock. 7:41 on the big clock remaining in the ball game for the district championship. Inside handoff. Here's Ostrich. Breaks one tackle and brought down by Stoner DeGroote. Pushed it forward down to the 23-yard line. 164 yards for Ryan Ostrich. We'll pick our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player of the game coming up at the conclusion of this one. As Prairie jumped out to a quick lead and have been playing catch-up ever since. Second down and 3. One set back, shotgun snap. Loescher loops the middle of the field, has Campbell out there, and he makes a one-handed over-the-shoulder catch for the touchdown. Holy cow!
23-yard fade pass into the end zone to Trey Campbell.
And that was a thing of beauty. Touchdown pass number 4 for Loescher.
Coverage was solid there for Prairie, too. That was just threading the needle.
And this ping pong match goes back and forth again. As the extra point is up, and it is good, with 7 minutes to play here in the ball game. Cedar Falls back out in front, this time 49-35 over Prairie. We'll take a 30-second break, come back with the Cedar Falls kickoff after this. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
That was an awesome game.
Oh, yeah, awesome.
You okay, Coach?
Me? Yeah, sure.
Hey, you remember how I didn't play last year?
Yeah, we missed you.
Well, I didn't care about the game then. Didn't care about anything, really. Couldn't sleep, didn't eat much.
I know what that's like.
But this year's better. IowaCrisisChat.org made a big difference. Good listeners, you know?
That's really great.
Yeah, IowaCrisisChat.org. They can help anybody. Even coaches.
Thanks, kid.
This message from Community Crisis Services and Food Bank.
We have seen offense, we've seen great catches, we have seen great offensive play calls. We've had a little bit of everything tonight in a 49-35 lead here for the Tigers of Cedar Falls. As getting ready to kick it off will be Albaugh.
Forget about it.
The 100th time it goes into the end zone.
Can't tell you how many times I've written down that Prairie's starting field position is on their own 20 again.
Well, Prairie last time went 8 minutes and 9 seconds, converted 4 fourth downs, and got a touchdown, but they can't afford 8 minutes this time.
Well, you're down 49-35, and there's only 7 minutes left in this game. You've got to strike a little quicker.
First down, Hawks are going to bunch everybody up, and now they'll spread them out. First and 10, 20-yard line. Williams in the shotgun. Instead, the direct snap to Pearson. Pearson busts to the outside, broke a tackle, and is tripped up with the first down at the 34-yard line by Jay Seeger. And Prairie's going to hurry to the line.
Keep in mind that Mark Bliss only has one timeout left.
That is correct. First down, 10, Hawks, 34-yard line, right hash. Clock running. 6:40 to play in the ballgame. Burkle out to the left side. Williams rolling that way, looking for Burkle. Now he's going to run and will dive ahead as he gets 5 to the 39-yard line. Yeah, they sent Burkle out that time in a one-man route.
They've sent him deep several plays here in a row.
Second and 5 from the 39. Down 14, it's 49-35, Cedar Falls. Unbalanced line to the right side. They'll run the counter to the left with Amir. Broke a couple tackles, leaps the pile. Still on his feet in the Tiger territory and down to the 49. Nice run of 12 by Tariq Amir. 175 yards for Amir tonight. 147 for Nick Pearson. First down, 49-yard line. 5:50 clock running in the ball game. Williams in the gun. Gets it. Fakes the handoff. Now in trouble and sacked. They tried to go deep off the double fake. And the sack, Colin Bonacamp. And the first sack of a Hawk quarterback tonight. And that was an inopportune moment for that. That's going to be a loss of 6. Second down long. Forslund into the game. Longwell, they're both out to the right side. For Prairie on this second down and long. Williams throws. Crossing pattern caught. Jones breaks a tackle at the 50-yard line. And Jones up ahead to the Tiger 48.
Johnny Jones.
Again.
He's had the hot hand here in this second half, and they're trying to ride him.
Jefferson trying to spoil Dubuque Senior's party. 24-10 in the fourth quarter. Jayhawks. On third down and 9, Williams short drop, throws that cross again. Longwell with a catch at the 45, kicks to the outside and brought down short of the first down by Paxson on an ankle tackle.
Prairie having some nice success right now in their passing routes by crossing receivers, getting some angles in there and making it very difficult on the linebackers for Cedar Falls as they can't pick up those crossing receivers.
But it's a fourth down. And 2 for Prairie. Under 4 to play in the ball game. Prairie has to convert right here. Slot left. Amir the lone setback. Jones in motion to the right. Here's Williams. Throws in the flat. Caught by Longwell. He's got the first down. On the receiver screen. Going to pick up about 6.
Yet another fourth down conversion.
7 for 8 for Prairie. Air Bliss.
Boy, there's an oxymoron.
First down, clock continues to run. 3.5 to play. Prairie has to put the pedal to the metal here. Shotgun snap. Williams will loft it out there to Amir on the left flat. Caught at the 35 and out of bounds for a short pickup. As he will go for about 2 to the 33-yard line. Fourth catch of the night for Amir.
A couple of good blocks out there by both Brody and Johnny Jones.
Another score to give you. Into the third quarter, Pleasant Valley 21, Linmar 20. On second down, Williams throws. Again, that cross caught Forslund this time. Tried to break a tackle and did. Did not go down. Broke the tackle of Eli Mickey and got close to the first down.
Nice job of getting out of bounds, too.
And Jeff is down there. We'll go down to you.
Ball on the line, first down. That's exactly where he had to get. Had to get to the 25-yard line.
All right. Jeff was right there, first down. And a nice run there by Forsland. And Williams, another catch. First down at the 25-yard line. Shotgun, Williams, blitz coming. They're going to throw the screen. Amir with a catch on the right side. Tried a juke move to the outside and couldn't get away from Mickey. And we've got an injured Tiger who is getting up slowly, and that's Caden Barnett.
That screen pass could have done some real damage, but Eli Mickey came out there, and say it again, the solo tackles put on by the defenders for Cedar Falls, they're so fundamentally sound that they wrap up, and you can't break through them.
3 minutes to play in the ball game. Under three, second down and 11. Shotgun to Williams. Rolls to the left, throws, and Forsland incomplete, and he got absolutely waylaid. Mark Bliss is out on the field. He wants a penalty.
He may have to throw it down to Jeff on this because it was right in front of Jeff Moss.
Yes, it was.
And now the flag comes out.
All right, Jeff, we'll go down to you.
Yeah, they were not going to call defenseless receiver on that. And he is still down. It's number 19. I can't quite see the number. It looks like 19.
Yep.
But it was 100%. 100%. Ball was gone. So that is a good job by this officiating crew of getting together. The white hat got with the side judge, talked it over, and they made the call. Right call.
All right. So it'll be a personal foul against the Tigers, and Colton Forsland is up, but he is very wobbly.
Well, he is wobbly. But he's up and walking off, and that's the good news.
And I think we're probably not going to see number 19 for the rest of the night.
I'm not sure he's going to be able to tell you much more than his name for a few minutes here.
So it's going to be a half-the-distance penalty.
That was just coming across on the angle and getting met by a severe collision. It was not helmet-to-helmet. He did put the shoulder pad into him, but it was a vicious hit.
He's going to move the ball down to the 7-yard line. And it will be a first and goal for Prairie. 49-35, 2:42 to play. Trips to the right side. They'll throw the fade to Burkle in the corner of the end zone, incomplete. Mickey broke it up along with Ben Cernan.
That's a great call to just throw the little fade in there and let Burkle try up and get the jump ball.
Yeah, you want your 6-7 tight end to go up and try to get it.
But an equally spectacular play by one of the cornerbacks there for Cedar Falls to go up at the highest point and just get his hand on it and knock it away.
2:37 to play here in the ball game. Second down and goal for Prairie in this winner-take-all district championship battle. Amir will stay in the backfield. Burkle to the left, trips to the right side, and we've got a penalty flag. And we are going to have a false start on Prairie. Only their fourth penalty of the night for the Hawks for 30. And that will back Prairie up to the 12-yard line. And make it a second down and goal back at the 12. Prairie with only one timeout remaining as well. Keep that in mind. Burkle in the slot left side. Here's the snap. Blitz coming. Williams throws. Crossing pattern. Burkle 10. Turns it up. 5. And into the end zone. Touchdown. Gabe Burkle from 12 yards out. And Prairie not dead yet.
Nice little crossing pattern there by Burkle. Was hit in stride. And then he just turned it north-south and went in untouched.
As Prairie will try for the extra point out of the swinging gate. It'll be Williams to hold for Carter Griffin's kick. Still 2:30 to play, but boy, you got to think now maybe onside kick. Extra point try is up, and it is good. 2:30 to play in the ball game. Cedar Falls, 49. Cedar Rapids Prairie, 42. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Football presented by Hills Bank on KGYM.
Guys, the secret is out. If you want healthy sex, your body needs nitric oxide. And now you can boost your nitric oxide production faster than you thought possible with Ageless Male Tonight, the absurdly fast formula from the number one brand in male enhancement. Just take one capsule an hour before romantic activity. You'll get clinically tested ingredients that rapidly boost nitric oxide production, and it won't go unnoticed. Rush to 7-Eleven and get Ageless Male Tonight.
Do you think all premium fuels are the same? Well, your engine doesn't. New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus helps keep your engine running like new because it's engineered to defend against four main engine threats: gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. So next time, choose Shell's most advanced fuel ever. It's fuel for thought. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline.
Burkle with his second touchdown. He actually gets credit for the last rushing touchdown. And Prairie within seven at 49-42 as A.J. Walter to kick it away. And before the onside kick, we had a timeout by the Tigers. That's like the umpire calling timeout as the pitch is being thrown, John.
That's right. And the kicker for Prairie was in the process of delivering his onside kick. So now they've tipped their hand, and are you going to come back over to your special teams coach and try and draw something else up, or are you going to do the same thing?
We'll see. You got to go with plan B, don't you?
I think you do. You can't just come right back out and run the exact same play again. You got to have a backup, and maybe you go over to the other hash. I don't know. Have to see what they've got. They've had an entire season to plan for this eventuality, and they're going to, I think they've got to try something different now.
So Cedar Falls calls the timeout. They are left with one. And it's going to be a Prairie onside try here. As the Hawks see if they change things up here a little bit. Now you got a whole different crew coming in.
That onside kick team is being completely replaced now by a whole nother unit.
Corin in there. Jackson Decker in there as well. A whole bunch of different folks in there.
This is going to be a different type of onside kick. And instead of kicking it from the left hash, they're going to kick it from midfield.
Okay. I wonder if that's going to be a little down the middle scooter here. We'll see. Whatever it's going to be an onside kick. 49-42 Cedar Falls, 2.5 to play. And it will be Walter with the approach. And here's the little scooper. It's going to take a couple bounces. It went off a Tiger. It's loose at the 44, and we'll see who's got it.
Well, this could be anybody's ball.
Oh, and they're signaling Tigers. And Cedar Falls comes up with a football. Hey, who got it? Kale Osher.
Yeah.
How about that?
He does it all, doesn't he?
Yep.
He'll be up selling popcorn pretty soon. Walter kicked that, dribbled it straight ahead, and I think they had every intention of having him get it himself.
Yep. And
Credit Prairie for having a backup plan, though, on that.
43-yard line is where Cedar Falls will have it. They're going to go with the deep eye and the handoff to Ostrich. Coming to the left side, and it's thrown down inbounds as Brody Jones came up to make the play. And it's going to keep the clock going. And Prairie took the timeout. I was just going to ask you, John, when does Prairie take the timeout? And there's our answer.
Ostrich did a nice job of not going out of bounds there. Knew he was going to be tackled, but was dangerously close to going out of bounds and just went down so that clock could keep moving or Prairie would have to burn their final timeout.
Well, that is it for timeouts for Prairie. So, scenario is pretty simple, John. If Cedar Falls gets one first down, yeah, this game's over.
Yep. 2:13 remaining. CF up 49-42. And they've got the ball at their own 46-yard line with 2nd and 7 on the board.
And offense, offense, offense. We're over 1,000 yards of offense tonight.
Unbelievable.
In this game.
This isn't quite the Spirit Lake game from the state championship, but.
But it's bringing back flashbacks. The Spirit Lake Mount Vernon game?
Yes.
2nd down and 7 coming up for Cedar Falls for a district championship. Prairie trying to stop him. Prairie's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 up on the line and 8 in the box. Loescher taking time. Under center, he'll turn, hand it off to Ostrich. Up the middle, kicks it outside, and he's gone. And this will put it away. Busted through and is gone for 54 and a touchdown.
Untouched.
And why not another touchdown to put it away?
What did we say is after the Bundy when you've scored 4 touchdowns? What's the 5th one?
I'm not sure.
We've had this happen.
We have had it happen.
This year, in fact. But that is Ostrich's 5th touchdown of the night. He had the Bundy, 4 of them, before halftime.
And Cedar Falls with their 56th point on the board as the extra point is up and good. 56-42, as we have seen 98 points scored in this football game.
Cedar Falls has had 12 offensive possessions tonight, scored touchdowns on 8.
And the scheme for the Tigers has just been absolutely outstanding. And Prairie with 2:03 to play.
This is the most points Cedar Falls has scored on anybody this year, Scott. You go back to second week, Iowa City High, they scored 52, and that was the high water mark before tonight. So, I mean, you want to talk about being primed and ready for a playoff run. This Cedar Falls Tiger team, they're ready.
Yep. Didn't leave the Dome last year, and pretty good chance as far as they go, they're not going to leave the Dome this year as well. And I expect all ball to do nothing short of hit it about in the end of Panthers.
Linmar has reclaimed the lead over PV 28-21 with 5 minutes left in the game.
All ball with the approach in the boot. High kick. This one a little shorter, though. Very high. And at the 1 yard line comes Tariq Amir. Up the middle to the 10. Oh, and wrapped up. Ball comes out. They're going to say he's down, though. He got absolutely bumfuzzled by Capri Wilson, a 6'3", 205-pound junior defensive lineman.
Boy, he hit him about as high as you can hit him and still be legal, and it just took Amir's feet right out from underneath him.
And Tariq's not a big guy at 5'8".
And he looked like he slipped on the ice.
Minute 57 to play, and Prairie will have it at the 16. Well, Forslund's back in there, John.
Yes, he is. Good for him.
So he passed all the tests, obviously.
That's great.
Because that was a vicious hit.
He's a tough young man.
First down, 16-yard line. Prairie with no timeouts. Williams will throw the middle of the field, intercepted. And Cernette will just slide down at the 34-yard line. It was a game effort tonight for the Hawks, but it's going to come up a little short.
Well, Prairie came up here and left it all on the field, Scott.
Yes, they did.
There's not a whole lot that they could have done. Mark Bliss pulled every trick out of his bag. I don't know how many times they threw passes tonight, which is very uncharacteristic for them, but he went to the scratch-where-it-itches mode and did whatever they could, and, you know, it's just, let's face it, there's a reason that Cedar Falls is undefeated. One of only two undefeated teams in the state in 4A and rated number 2. They're just a tremendous team.
Victory formation. Loescher will take a knee. And we'll have to do that probably a couple more times. Prairie threw the ball 31 times tonight.
You know, I bet you could go back and pick any four games they didn't collectively pass that many times.
As Loescher will let the play clock tick all the way down. But the good news is for Prairie, they will be a playoff team. Now, the bad news is you're going to have to go on the road.
Yeah, but your RPI is not going to be like 16. So you're not going to get, Valley first round or something like that.
Loescher, another knee. Down to a minute to play here in the ball game. And win or lose, this was... This was one of the most fun nights we've had all year.
Well, Prairie made it a fun game tonight. You know, they came out and just decided we're going for broke. We're going to give it everything we possibly can, and they made Cedar Falls sweat.
Yes, they did. One more knee to be taken here, and that's it. And Cedar Falls completes the 9-0 undefeated season, back-to-back, and back-to-back district champions for the Tigers of Cedar Falls, as they will win it tonight by a score of 56-42 here at the Unidome. We will take a two-minute break, come back, get into the post game from Cedar Falls right after this. As you're listening to high school football here on KGYM Sports.
I'm Mina Kimes, host of the new podcast, ESPN Daily. Each morning, we'll bring you a deep dive into a single story from one of ESPN's hundreds of reporters. ESPN Daily is brought to you by Indeed, helping over 3 million businesses worldwide find their newest star players. Post job openings with skills tests, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Sprint to Indeed.com/ESPN Daily and find a winner. Terms and conditions apply. I'm Mina Kimes, host of the new podcast, ESPN Daily. Each morning, we'll bring you a deep dive into a single story from one of ESPN's hundreds of reporters. ESPN Daily is brought to you by Dell. Dell Small Business Technology Advisors can recommend tailored security solutions, including computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, and networking. To speak with an advisor today, call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention! If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications such as chronic pain, infection, wound reopening, mesh migration, bowel obstruction, need revision surgery, or other complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hernia repair surgery is common and requires a mesh product to be implanted inside your body. In May of 2016, the manufacturer of a popular hernia mesh product issued a mandatory global recall due to product defects. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now at 800-314-1662. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve. You pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now, 800-314-1662. Operators are standing by 24/7. Call 800-314-1662. That's 800-314-1662.
Back with you at the Unidome in Cedar Falls, Scott Unash, John Hagerty, Jeff Moss joining us from the sidelines tonight as the Cedar Falls Tigers finish a 9-0 season, and they claim the district championship down on the floor of the Unidome, 56-42, as the win goes to the Tigers over Cedar Rapids Prairie. Jeff Moss down on the field there. Did he have Mark Bliss for a moment?
He did, but then the players, after they went through their handshake line with everybody on the side, then they are coming over to Coach Bliss now, so we're not going to get him right away.
Okay, that's fine. We'll we'll try it a little bit later on here in the broadcast. But like you said, these two teams left everything and more out on the field tonight. If you like offense, boy, this was your cup of tea this evening.
Well, if you're an offensive coordinator, you had a lot of fun tonight. And even Prairie, they had fun. Mark Bliss called a great game. He opened up the playbook in a way that we've never seen him open it up, Scott, since he's been Prairie coach. and it was fun to see. For those of you that are Prairie faithful at home, and you maybe from time to time are a little bit questioning why Coach Bliss is run heavy and doesn't ever throw the ball, hey, he opened it up and threw the ball tonight, folks. So, you know, scratch where it itches and do what you got to do. That's what Coach Bliss did tonight. And, man, that ball, it was like you said, and I kind of chuckled. Air Bliss tonight, in the second half anyway.
Yeah, it really was. It really was. As Prairie will be 6-3 and still will make it into the playoffs, but Cedar Falls more than likely not going to leave the Dome again as long as they keep winning.
Well, and they're going to be a tough out for whoever. You know, I'm guessing that they're going to get an underdog seed in the first round, and they may have to travel on the road somewhere, maybe even into Central Iowa. But, you know, if you're one of those teams that has a better record and a higher RPI, but you've never seen this single-wing attack, be careful getting prepared for this. You've got 1 week to try and get your scout team to get ready for this Prairie offense. Have fun with that.
And we'll see if we can get Coach Bliss here. And Jeff Moss going to try to get a word with him. Jefferson has won it 24-10 over Dubuque Senior. So maybe five teams in the East now. And
out of 16, only five teams from the East. That's crazy.
That could be the case right there. And Mark Bliss shaking hands with his troops here. And Prairie will get back on the bus and head down 380, just like us, coming up here in just a little bit. We'll take a look at all of the facts and figures for you coming up here in just a couple of moments. And all right, he's down there with Coach Bliss. Go ahead, Jeff.
All right. Thanks a lot, Scott. Head coach of the coach. What a wild game, 56-46 or 56-42. Heard you talking to your kids there. You said the time that you've been here at Prairie, that's the funnest game you've been a part of. What was it about tonight's atmosphere that was that for you?
Well, the biggest thing is that we're playing one of the best teams in the state of Iowa, and our kids battled. And if we get a break here or there, then it's a lot closer game than what it looks. And the thing is, our kids never quit. They never gave up. They continue to find ways to compete and battle. And with that being said, that's how we were able to put 42 points on the board. You know, we're looking forward to see who we play in the playoffs, and hopefully we can maybe get a chance to see these guys again down the road. We'll see.
Coach, your kids, you mentioned they didn't stop playing, obviously. They didn't quit. They took a couple haymakers and got up off the deck and put some drives together, especially that drive where you force a turnover and you get five fourth down conversions to punch it in.
That is true. Like I said, our kids were resilient tonight, and they found a way. And like I said, I'm extremely proud of them. I really am.
Coach, obviously, you never want to end the regular season on a loss, but you guys are going to make the playoffs. And your three losses this year, Cedar Falls, Kennedy, and Waukee, I mean, those three are all going to be in the playoffs too.
Oh, yeah. And plus, Dubuque Senior will be, so yeah. Four teams on our schedule are going to be in the playoffs. So, now we have nothing to be ashamed of. You know, the biggest thing about it is I just wish we had a little bit more energy or a little bit more gas in the tank. But ran short tonight, and the biggest thing is that our kids got to regroup and as a staff work our butts off tomorrow, regardless who we play, and get a good game plan going.
Coach, enjoy the weekend. We'll enjoy playing inside on the week 9 like this, and then next week we'll probably be outside.
It will be. It'll be cold based on the 10-day forecast. It's going to be in the 30s, brother, so we're going to see what happens, man. Right.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
God bless you. Be safe going home.
Yep, thank you. Mark Bliss, head coach of the Prairie Hawks. Tough loss tonight, but, boy, did they come up here and give Cedar Falls everything that Brad Remmert and the Tigers can handle tonight.
Yep, they did. Very good. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate that. Final stats. Look like this, and John is a former defensive coordinator. You may want to plug your ears.
Should I take my headset off? Okay.
Unofficially, I had Prairie with 531 yards. They had 534 on the official sheet. 521 for Cedar Falls, and they had them for 529 on the official sheet. Prairie, 531 total yards in the ball game, 343 in the ground, 188 through the air. Hunter Williams was 17 of 29 for 150 yards, one touchdown and one interception. Forslund, 1 for 1 on the double pass for 26 and a touchdown. Nick Friel was 1 for 1 for 12 yards in the ball game tonight. Johnny Jones caught 4 for 61. Burkle caught 2 for 18 and a touchdown. Amir, 5 catches for 29 yards. Forslund caught 2 for 15. Longwell caught 3 for 21. Brody Jones had a couple of catches for 32. And Williams caught 1 for 12 tonight on a double pass. On the ground, Tariq Amir, 12 carries, 175 yards, 2 touchdowns. Nick Pearson, 26 carries, 145. He had 1 touchdown tonight. Burkle is 1 carry, 2 yards, and a score. Hunter Williams, 5 carries for 23 yards in the ball game. Prairie, I had him for 17 first downs in the game tonight. 4 penalties for 30 yards, 3 sacks, but 2 turnovers tonight for the Hawks. For Cedar Falls, 521 yards of total offense, 219 on the ground, 302 passing. Kale Osher, 11 of 13, 302 yards tonight.
11 of 13?
11 of 13 for 302 and 4 touchdowns.
How's that quarterback rating going to stack
That's
up?
That's going to be pretty good. Pretty good. Cernette caught 3 for 80. Campbell caught 3 for 93 and 2 touchdowns. Wolf caught 3 for 30. Ostrich caught 1 for 77 and a touchdown. Remmert caught 1 for 22 and a touchdown tonight. On the ground, Ryan Ostrich, 16 carries, 221 yards, and 4 touchdowns for Cedar Falls. Tigers, 15 first downs, penalized 6 times in the ballgame, 1 sack and 2 turnovers as well for the Tigers in the ball game tonight. And the final tally for time of possession, and if, you know, I would have told you this before the ball game, you would have said, oh, Prairie's going to win this football game. Prairie had it 31 minutes and 42 seconds to 16-18 for Cedar Falls. Cedar Falls scored 56 points in 16 minutes.
Oh, my God. That's gracious.
Think about that.
That is a crazy stat.
That is Spirit Lake 2A Championship-esque from a few years back when they took on Mount Vernon here at the Dome.
It's a 48-minute game, and they only had it for 16 minutes, and they scored 56 points. Think of that, people.
That's 28 points for 8 minutes, 14 for 4 minutes. That's about 3.5 points a minute, I want to say.
That
hurts the head to do that.
If you like defense, don't think too hard about that.
No. Don't want to think too hard about that. But, man alive, Cedar Falls was 2 of 4 on third down conversions. Prairie was 2 of 14 on third down, but 7 of 8 on fourth down tonight.
There's some wacky stats tonight. That's a fun one, though.
Some crazy stuff. And we could go over all the scoring, but that might take a long time. We'll just say that Ryan Ostrich had 4 touchdowns on the ground, another one receiving tonight. Amir had 2 for Prairie. Burkle had a couple. And also you had Pearson with 1 tonight as well for Prairie in the ball game. 56-42, the final score, as Cedar Falls gets the district championship tonight with the victory in this one here at the Uni Dome. We'll take a final one-minute break, come back, have our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player of the game, and wrap her up from the Dome after this. You're listening to High School Football presented by Hills Bank on KGYM.